for one nation. Jews aim and slain anything on this plane. Remains are found when the best kept secret get heated. You went platinum with a ghostwriter, so in the game you won, you cheated.
Is Scary Terry like the biggest thing that's ever happened in the history of the NBA?
Wait a minute. Now the mic is cutting in and out.
Oh no.
Say some more stuffs.
LeBron was a minus 32. Marcus Morris pantsed him, embarrassed him.
Loud and clear.
Up and down the court.
Okay, yeah, no. What'd you say about Terry that broke up?
I said, is Scary Terry like the biggest thing that's ever happened to the NBA? Like, before this, it would be like the Jordan Jumpman. Has Scary Terry surpassed that, or is it going to in the next couple of weeks?
I was going to say, I think because it keeps evolving, I think you just got to keep, you got to wait and see what it evolves to.
Fair.
Like, it might be, it's not even his final form. You'd be silly to put a ceiling on it this early.
You're right. No, you're right. I'm getting a little ahead of myself. Let's let it breathe. Let's let it grow.
Exactly.
Naturally, as it has. I didn't expect that game. I don't know if you did, but I did not.
No, I don't. Can't say that I did.
You didn't have the Cavs down 30 in game one? Something that was going to cross your mind?
I did put a little money, pat myself on the back. Chetty Osman, the only person on the Cavs with a positive plus minus. I put a couple dollars on that for some reason. So, steak and lobster for Whiskers tonight.
LeBron was a minus 32.
Yikes.
Marcus Morris had been getting a lot of jokes at his expense for things he didn't really say the past, what was it, 2-3 days on Twitter.com?
I saw the surrounding fuss, but I didn't see the initial fuss.
The Celtics tweeted out, like the Celtics main Twitter account tweeted out, like, Marcus Morris is... I think they deleted it because of how many people were quote tweeting it.
Oh boy!
But it basically dubbed Marcus Morris as the LeBron's, the quote unquote vaunted LeBron stopper.
Sure, which always works well.
Always.
He's still got Stanley Johnson's head on his wall.
And then the Celtics reporters asked Marcus Morris about it. And he said, behind Kawhi, he thinks he does as good a job as anyone. And then continued to say, no one can shut down LeBron one-on-one.
Buried the lead. And
he did. He should have said that first.
Correct.
But then, although, technically he was lying, because today he did, in fact, shut down LeBron one-on-one.
Also, 5-on-1, or 1-on-5, whichever way you want to look at it. No assist, though, so...
He might have no assists on the season.
That's what I'm saying. Same old Mook.
LeBron, when guarded by Marcus Morris on 24 plays, finished with 5 points on 2 of 6 shooting.
On fire compared to the rest. Who guarded him the rest of the time?
We kind of just threw everyone at him. Tatum was on him more than I would have liked to have seen. Shemmy barely played, which was kind of... Let me check his minutes before I say that, but I don't remember him.
The thing, I missed the very beginning. Like, by the time I got in, they were already up 1,000 points. I was like, yeah, so I was like, I don't know what... Yeah, I was like, I missed the good part. I don't know what to take from any of this.
I think Cleveland was up 3-2, and then I want to say 7-5, maybe. And then it was quickly 21-7. And then Cleveland had 9 for a good 6-minute stretch.
I think 25-9 was the first score I saw, and I was like, holy smokes.
Yeah, well, it wasn't great. I think during radio, because I don't think we really talked about this series much, have we?
No, it hadn't wrapped up yet, technically. So, no, I don't think so.
Like the Philly game. Yeah, because we recorded prior to the last Celtics-Philly game.
Yeah.
So, the Celtics are far, far more athletic than the Cavs. Like, it's not even close.
There's cemeteries more athletic than the Cavs.
And that was really why they built that first quarter lead. Whoever got the rebound which is also a huge improvement on years past. The Celtics actually got the rebound.
Yeah, I was going to say, baby steps.
And then whoever got it just took off. Because that's what happens when you play Horford at the five and Booker at the four. Everyone is capable of running down. Jalen got blocked by Kyle Korver on, I think, his second shot. And that he was just fed up after that. He was like, oh, no.
Never again.
So I don't really know how the Cavs fixed that.
We'll see. Like, the thing I'll say, this year, y'all come out firing. Like, this playoffs, y'all have come out firing, like, the first two games of every single series. And, I mean, a good bit of that credit goes to the players, for sure. But I do give a good bit to Stevens and the coaching staff. Like, you just have your guys ready, like, the other team's strengths and weaknesses analyzed, like, right out of the gate. And that in home court is enough to win you some games, apparently. What? I didn't give Boston that credit, and that's on me. But yeah, Stevens is very good with like the initial punch. I think Tyronn Lue makes good adjustments. I think he made good adjustments in the Raptors series, so he's gonna have to adjust to the Boston scoring 86 points in the first quarter. So we'll see what he's got for game two.
One pretty simple adjustment would appear to be just hit open shots, because I said it even in the first quarter. Cleveland was getting plenty of open looks, but it was like passes that weren't coming from LeBron to these guys. It was kind of like LeBron wouldn't even get a touch, and like George Hill would pass to Kevin Love or something stupid like that. And it was, they just weren't, and like they were open, but they weren't really in rhythm shots.
Right. So yeah, again, he's got his work cut out for him. Like, they're going to keep making a 4 out of 26 3-point shots. I think you should tweak it. I think you should make some of the 26 shots.
They had 0 in the first half. Yeah, that was correct. And then the third quarter, Van Gundy was talking about it. And again, George Hill had a wide open one in the left corner. And he was like, they're missing open ones, much like this one. And just clang.
Short.
Yeah, who's that? Mike Breen, who does that?
Oh, Raftery. Billy Raftery.
Yeah, that's right. Just stick to his stomach watching people hoist bricks. Al Horford had probably the best game of his life against the Cavs, wearing no matter what team he was on.
4 rebounds, so par for the course.
Yeah, he also had, 20? What do you have, 21?
20
even?
Yeah. 6 assists.
Troubling. I think that's what he needs to do, is just run the offense through him. And the 4 boards, yeah, but he was also, like, I noticed him making an effort to at least get a body on someone. So someone else, like Mark, I think Marcus Smart probably had, 7 rebounds?
Let's see, Smart had, 3 rebounds.
2. Yeah, 3, there we go.
I wish he would have put his body on the basketball and grabbed the rebound. Double up in a body on a body. How about you put your hands on the ball, Horford?
All right, so Jalen had 8, Morris had 10, Tatum had 6, Rozier had 6, Baines had 8. Baines.
This is what, first quarter scoring?
These were rebounds for the game.
Oh.
Hey, are you kidding me? That would have, no one scored that few points in the first quarter.
That's what I was saying. I was like, I thought you were going to list like that. Yeah, Yabu 15, Nader 17.
Nader was in when we were up 28, and I was like, that was a little too close for Abdel Nader to be playing.
And not quite cigar territory.
Baines did a great job, because I think he's just going to shadow Thompson. On, like, why they don't start Tristan Thompson, beyond me. They need Kyle Korver to go out and score 5 points. So, yeah, I could see why they don't start Tristan.
To be fair, he was like their third leading scorer that last series. So, like, if he might have been their third leading scorer today.
Yeah, the last series, the Raptors stink. There's no reason to talk about the Raptors and their fired coach of the year.
Oh, no, I've got some Raptors takes.
We'll get to the Raptors, but man, like, J.R. played well last round. I feel like he's been having a decent playoffs. He was 2-9 today. George Hill stinks. Why he plays, I have no idea. George Hill's really bad.
Yeah, I don't. It's unreal. Like, George Hill is either the best point guard in the league or the worst point guard in the world. It's like, yeah, no, he has between.
Yeah, he has no middle ground whatsoever.
It's not even like he's like, oh, George Hill's having a bad game. He's 3 for 15. It's like, no, he just won't shoot. Like, when he, like, his bad games is like, he might as well not be out there. And that's like, Slick worse than like a 3 for 15. Like, if a guy's 3 for 15, he's trying to make something shake.
Right.
George Hill's just like, oh, I'm just going to take these like 4 shots. And also, he had no rebounds, assists, blocks, or steals.
He also took this shot, which I'm going to text you because you might not have been watching it.
Oh, boy.
He took this shot while LeBron was being, quote-unquote, covered by Aaron Baines.
Okay.
Yeah, my phone just is freezing. That's always good. I'll get it to you when I get it to you. It was a really bad shot is what I'm getting at here.
Sure.
But, yeah, he... Like, Calderon would at least be, like, quick and probably score more than 5 points.
Well, I feel like he'd get assists. Like, he'd do something.
Right.
Like, George Hill, yeah, George Hill's bad games are just... and I feel like that's what Rodney Hood's bad games are, too. Like, I feel like he played okay today from what I saw. But it's like when all those guys, like Clarkson, too, when all those guys just don't have it, they just... You get, like, 9 points from those three combined.
Well, that text went through, by the way. But what, like, Clarkson and Hood...
Who is this shooting? Play is
George Hill.
Okay.
He dribbled the ball for, like, 5 seconds. So I think in the screenshot, there's 5 seconds left on the shot clock. Mm. He had the ball just standing perfectly still for a good 5 seconds before that.
Of course, just sizing up his man.
And Baines was on LeBron the entire. It wasn't like there was a back screen. No, he was on him the entire time. And George Hill was like, nah, I got us. Spoiler alert, he did not have them.
And that, is that smart on him? I can't tell.
Let me see.
It looks like smart.
It may have been. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so known defensive slouch. Slouch Marcus Smart.
Yeah, it didn't end well for Hill on that or any other play that I can recall. Kevin Love got abused by Al Horford in the post on the perimeter. Horford was 7 of 8 on shots when being covered by Kevin Love. It was
only 8 shots, huh, Al?
Just on Kevin Love. Yeah, although maybe he only took 8 for the game. I really don't know.
I wouldn't take any shots not on Kevin Love if I'm shooting 7 for 8. Are you kidding me?
He was 8 for 10, so he was 1 for 2. Not shooting against Kevin Love.
Ice cold.
Yeah, I mean, Rozier didn't have, like, his best game. He 8 points, eight assists, 6 rebounds. Like, decent, but yeah. not like the...
Turned the ball over, so he, yeah, not a great game by Scary.
Tatum didn't hit 20 points. So that streak snaps. Lou Alcindor is safe again.
Mm. Happy to hear it. He's just going to start the 25-point streak now.
You'd truly hate to see that.
He's like, what is it, 6? He's like, yeah, I can do 7. I can take that in the finals.
But explain to me without using the words LeBron James how Cleveland bounces back and wins game 2.
Magic.
The dark arts.
Yes, witchcraft. Next question.
Like I said, they had a lot of open shots that I assume they're going to hit more of those moving forward. Maybe they don't. Maybe they hit less of those. That is an option.
Yeah, I mean, they went 4 for 26. They could have went 3 for 26 or even 2 for 26. Hell, they could have went 1 for 26.
It was, I don't know, what, did this, all right, so did you watch this game, and I assume you had the Cavs winning this series, we already know that.
Yes. We both, how many games? We both did, didn't we?
Yeah, no, I said Cavs in 6.
Yeah, I think I went 6-2, yeah.
But I also did say on radio, because Dave picked Celtics in 5, which, I mean, right now isn't wrong.
Sure.
It may be in 4 games, but... The one thing I did say is, like, this Celtics team does seem to have some sort of like feeling around them where like they shouldn't be where they are now. They shouldn't be in the Eastern Conference Finals to begin with. No one in that, like, that's what the whole rest of the world believes. Everyone in that locker room's like, yeah, we were supposed to win that game by 25.
Yeah, and again, that's where I sold them short against the Philly series. And hell, maybe I sold them short again. They're just, again, hitting literally every shot.
It's a good strategy. It's sound. It's solid. I don't see many flaws in it.
I'm looking right now. Yeah, you guys are going to keep shooting 51, 37, 85 as a team. Pretty good. And out-rebounding the Cavs, which is like historically that's where they beat you. Yeah, pretty good.
Truly the key. I'm looking right now. 9 offensive rebounds for Cleveland. I can live with single-digit offensive rebounds because I'm pretty sure most of those were Tristan to begin with.
He had 8 and 11 in 21 minutes, so it's like he was fine. And
right, yeah, he always
did. It just didn't matter.
It's always horrifying when he's playing. Always horrifying.
It's, man, that guy's really good on 2K, too. It really pisses me off.
He's really good in real life. I don't know why they don't play him more. It doesn't make any sense.
It's when Ty Lue's adjustments, man. I'm going to play my best players 35 minutes.
It says here Larry Nance played 3 minutes. That's news to me. I could have sworn he was out injured because like that's a guy who would also kill us if given more minutes.
Yeah, hey, to be fair, he played 4 minutes and had nothing but a foul. Yeah, Auntie Zizek played 3 minutes, buddy. Get him, I know the same color, but get him straight.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm looking at this box score, like, they pretty much only played their starters. Rodney Hood played 18 minutes where he scored 11 points, but he must have given up at least 19 because he's a minus 8. Like, I think that's the biggest problem for the Cavs is no matter who they have, like, no matter which 5 they have on the court, there are 2 guys who just have food stapled across their forehead every time on the defensive end.
Yeah, they can't put even, 4 competent defenders on the court? Like without just sabotaging their offense? Do they have 4 offense, be damned. Do they have 4? Thompson? I would say LeBron. I would say George Hill can be solid.
Him and JR can be.
Jeff Green? Hood? I think Jeff Green's a better defender than, that's what I'm saying. Clarkson? I think Jeff Green's better than Clarkson. Chetty?
Yeah, I mean Jeff Green. Like saying Jeff Green better than someone at anything is like very damning for that other person.
I agree, but the only other option is Kyle Korver or Kevin Love, I think Jeff Green's better than all those guys defensively.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I just think that's a huge like check in the Celtics.
Tyronn, he's got his counter punches figured out for him. Like if he just wants to come back. And they just have Kyrie Irving again. I think that'd be a really good counterpunch.
That would be strong by Cleveland. Yeah, if they had.
They just bring Boozer back out. He just kills the glass.
Yeah, if they had any sort of other human being who can initiate their own offense, that would be terrifying.
So do you want this to keep up? Do you even want to make the finals? Like knowing what's going to be waiting for you? Or are you like, yeah, why not?
I definitely don't want to lose to the Cavs. Because what I was thinking about before we recorded actually was how great would it be if the Celtics beat the Cavs, LeBron told Gilbert he was going to resign, but only if he traded the Brooklyn pick, and then he Shabazz Napiered it where they traded it, and then he was like, oh yeah, I was just kidding, and then left.
But he would have to trade it for somebody like good enough to be like LeBron would stay if they got that person, but not good enough to ever beat LeBron. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's got to be good, but not too good.
Definitely. I think
they're going to trade it for Aaron Gordon. No.
No, I think it's going to be something like incredibly stupid, like Melo level stupid.
Well, I'm still waiting on the lottery, man. Again, Cleveland might just win the lottery. That's kind of what they do.
That is what they do, especially when LeBron leaves. It's exactly what
I'm saying. So if Cleveland just turns up with the number one pick, I don't know if they get the number one pick, do you think that makes it more likely they trade it or keep it? I think you have to keep it.
Yeah, no, I don't care where it lands. I think they have to keep it.
Oh, no. Come on now. You know they're going to trade the number 7 pick for 1 year of Kemba and 8 more years of Nick Batum.
I mean, that would be ideal, but I don't.
Yeah, for it, like, Charlotte.
If I were, and for the Celtics, if I were the Cavs, though, I'm just like, but again, I don't think they have any competent people in their front office outside of LeBron James, so I don't know what they can do. Like, I think they're really fucked.
Agreed. Because even if he signs, he's not. I think he takes the option. Right, like, he's not going to be like, oh yeah, I'm staying for the rest of my career. He's not. I don't think he's doing that to anybody. So at best, he opts in for one more year. But I don't know what that draft pick would have to look like, because nobody helps them right now.
No,
that draft pick helps LeBron James in no way, no matter who it is,
unless they trade it. And if they trade it, I don't even know if there's like a player they can get good enough to where it like entices him to stay.
I think it would have to be like a top three pick for like Kawhi Leonard. Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, somebody that good. Like, okay, if you all can get Kawhi Leonard here, and if Kawhi's like, okay, if LeBron stays, I'm willing to stay, then something like that. But outside, I don't know who else would like turn the tide like that. AD's not available. Giannis not available. Dame, like, you try to throw that pick for Dame or CJ, maybe. I don't know if that's enough to turn
Dame,
the tide.
Dame would be interesting, because I think that would be the kind of player. Like, I mean, Dame's like Kyrie Light. So, yeah, I think that would be the kind of player LeBron needs. Yeah. But again, like, if you just add Dame to this team and then you add Gordon Hayward and Kyrie to this team, like, are you – like, I'm still taking the Celtics.
I don't know, man. Maybe I don't add Kyrie to this team.
I do. Listen, Kyrie, like, we would have won by 40 if Kyrie played today. Are you kidding me?
Well, I mean, who cares? You already won by, what, 35? Like, what do you want? Big whoop.
Yeah, no, I've seen a lot of, not anti-Kyrie takes, but more what you were doing like 2 weeks ago. Like, maybe you trade this guy. Let's just run it back with them and hope their legs stay apart or stay together. That would be...
It's a lot of hope. It's a whole lot of hope.
I suppose. I've seen them do it before, though, so I don't...
You've seen who do it? Not this team, not these guys. Not in green.
No, not... Correct. What have I told you about this preseason, Withers? You never listen about the preseason.
I don't listen about the regular season either. When will you learn?
That's true. I was like, Tyler, I'm begging you to pick the Sixers in six. There's no way the Celtics are only winning one game.
Sixers in
three.
Like,
you're right. Yeah, you're like, Sixers sweep.
I think they'll call off the final two. I don't think they'll even show up. I can't imagine. I love it. I'm owning it. I was wrong as hell. So
you were, no. I mean, I was too. I said Celtics in seven, and I said Cavs in seven. I'm gonna be the happiest wrong person there ever was or will be. It turns out.
I'm just thinking. Like, I asked. It was like, I normally I would say I wouldn't want to make the finals knowing the outcome, but again, this, like, it really is house money. You guys probably shouldn't be this far. So if you get there and. If you take a game off the Warriors, like, hey, that's a win.
Here's the thing.
Uh-oh.
Who do you think the Warriors would rather play right now?
I don't think they can. I mean, it's got to be the – they would rather play the Cavs.
Right. That's what I mean. Yeah. The last 3 years, we're 3-3 against Golden State. Now, that was regular season versus finals, and the Celtics have had, like, three of those people actually be a part of more than
right.
two
I was
going to
say, so I wouldn't look at that. I don't look at that at all.
I would look at it in the sense that I think Stevens, like, I mean, he told Durant how to beat them.
It's true. And again, for all the Avery Bradley stuff, he did play Steph well, and you guys don't have that guy anymore.
No, but we do have Jalen Brown, his calmness, I've said it several times throughout this season, his calmness is horrifying. If I were playing against that guy, I'd probably just walk off the court. Because at no point...
Because he stinks so much?
Right, yeah. It's putrid. It make me throw up.
Physically can't stomach it?
But legitimately, like, he was shushing LeBron during... I think it was, like, the second quarter. He was telling him to shut up. Like, after he just casually, like, drained a three. He was like, why don't you pipe it down with your 15 points over there?
Enough,
like,
old
this
man.
Guy... This guy... First, and also... LeBron's taking pictures with everyone in the Celtics when they were like 11 years old. I don't understand how he did that.
Who? I've only seen the Tatum follow me back. I'm so-and-so's nephew.
Larry Hughes' nephew.
Yeah, I'm Larry Hughes' nephew.
No, he's got that, which was only like 6 years ago, so the fact that Tatum's taller than him now has really been fucking with my brain because it hasn't been that long.
How fucking old was Tatum in that picture? He was like TJ Henderson.
There's one with Terry when Terry went to LeBron's, like the every player in the world has their own camp now. So Terry was at that. That's kind of where Terry like caught Louisville's eye because he balled out at that camp. So he's got one with there, and then he's got one with Juice. Have you seen the one with Juice?
No, I've seen the one with, I've only seen the one with Tatum.
The one with Juice is exactly what I was just talking about, with the serial killer mentality. Like Tatum's smiling ear to ear. Terry's just got like his regular face on, and Juice is like, "I'm coming for this man's neck in four to 5 years."
No, LeBron is the fan here. LeBron is the one that asked for the that asked for the pick here, and Juice is the one's like, "Yeah, I'm taking 100 of these today." Yeah, nice to meet you, kid.
He's Chadwick Boseman after someone says Wakanda forever.
Yeah, he's just got that. He's dead inside.
So yeah, I'm I don't think anyone on this Celtics team's like, why would we go to the finals? We're just going to lose there. They're like, no, we're going to sweep the Warriors. I truly like it. Probably not. It's not definitely not true, but that's how they feel.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'd be like, yeah, why not? I think you guys should not tank this series.
Just throwing games.
That's my take. Yeah. Rozier shows up like his shoes on the wrong feet.
Yeah, they're interviewing Brad Stevens like in that in between the third and fourth quarter. They're like, "You guys were up 30, and then you guys literally just started shooting at the wrong hoop intentionally."
He's like, yeah, we're working on something new. We don't want to show anything on to Cleveland."
That game, I've like run out of things to say. Like when Abdel Nader's playing, it's either a very good sign or a very bad sign. And today it was. Yeah, we're up 30. Like, the Cavs called their last timeout with 7:10 left in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that's why I'm looking now. Like, I'm amazed that the Boston guys played as many minutes as they did. Like, Tatum played 37 minutes. For what?
He was trying to get that 20. They got it to 14 at the end of the third. And in the third, this is all I'm going to say. I forgot what it's like to play against LeBron James in the sense that whistles just fall from the sky for no reason whatsoever. And I get it. He's the best player
comes.
In the league.
Here it
that
comes. Happens. Lay it on.
If we had lost by 20, I wouldn't have said anything. I wouldn't have because we would have just lost by 20. When you're up 20,
the Cavs think.
That's also true. But when you're up 20 and you're talking about the refs, I feel like it should be taken a little bit more serious because it's like, yeah, well, we're winning anyways. So why are these calls happening?
I'll say, I guess that's the one thing they can hang their hat on. They got to the line more than you guys and made more of them. So baby steps. It's like the first bullet point on the whiteboard.
Yeah, there was like three plays in a row. LeBron took a charge where he was like still running, and it wasn't like the guy lowered his shoulder. He just – it's just a LeBron whistle. And then there was another one where he just got stripped clean by Tatum, like or two times actually, where he got stripped clean by Tatum, all ball on every replay they showed. Those were both whistles. It's just stuff like that where – like I don't – like no amount of calls is going to make this like a five-point game, so why even do it?
So why not?
That's how they. That's exactly what their logic appears to be.
That's yeah. We'll see. Bron just sitting on the bench. And they just whistle him. He just walks to the line. He wasn't even in the game.
That was the best. In the second quarter, there was maybe it was the third. It must have been the third quarter. There was a defensive 3 seconds. And so that's a technical foul, one shot. And Korver was walked to the line, and LeBron saw him, turned around, and backed into him and knocked him off the free throw line.
It was like, oh no.
Yeah, like I'm a 78% career free throw shooter, Kyle. I think I got this.
Yeah, I'm chasing like the all time postseason scoring record. You're kind of not. I'll take it from here.
15 points on 16 shots. 7 rebounds, 9 assists.
LeBroncus Aldridge, wow.
Yeah, this is early Nets Jason Kidd kind of stat line.
At least he played defense.
That's true. LeBron what do you, I think he had one block. Good for you, dude. It says here two.
Yeah, two.
Even
yeah.
better. He also had seven turnovers, which actually bad. The rest of the Cavs combined had two turnovers.
Well, they had 2 points, too, so fair is fair.
The Cavs scored 17 points.
Hey, might as well, shit.
Yeah, if the Cavs aren't, which I feel like just playing Tristan Moore is a big enough adjustment to make life more difficult for Brad Stevens. If I'm Ty Lue, I just want to see Aaron Baines on the court as much as possible.
I don't know, man. Do you? I think I was a plus 17.
I think he's still a minus overall for the playoffs.
Oh, I'm sure. Overwhelming, I'm sure. I'd roll those dice 10 times out of 10.
That's what I mean. And I like what Baines is done. I don't care that he's a minus. He's made life hell for Joel Embiid. He was sucking air every fourth quarter. He was literally just stiff arming Tristan Thompson anytime he would come in for a rebound. So like that kind of stuff, I don't care if he's a minus for it. It's helpful. But still, if I'm Ty Lue, I'm like, yeah, I want to see Aaron Baines out there for 40 minutes. Tristan, just be more athletic than the 7 foot Australian, please.
Sure thing, Skip.
It doesn't feel like a big ask. I think he could do that.
I told you, he's good at adjustments. We'll see.
This is just going to become an adjustment off between Stevens and Lue.
Mm-hmm. Game 6, Brad Stevens only starting 3 players, and Lou's like, damn. Why didn't I think of that?
Lou's, yeah, he's like looking at guys up and down the bench, like, what do I do? What is this?
He's looking back and forth between like JR and Rodney Hood, like,
Did this one single game change your opinion on this series at all or no?
No.
What would it have to be before you were like, well, like would the Celtics have to be like 1 second left on the clock, up 30 in a 3-0 game or a 3-0 series?
If they get up, if they win this game too, it gets interesting just because this Cavs team, I don't know if they could beat a single team in the league 4 times out of 5.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Like if they had to play the Kings 5 straight times, I think the Kings would get 2. Like just De'Aaron Fox has a game and Zach Randolph has a game.
They were 1-1 against them this year, weren't they?
I feel like they were. That's what I'm saying. I feel like Suns, the Hawks, like they couldn't stop Schroeder. Schroeder had 38 points. Like they George Hill could have nothing for him. And so beating this team, like particularly this team that I feel like this team could be down 100 and would still be like, yeah, I think we can, if we get it together in the fourth, I think we can close out strong. So yeah, if they go down game 2, it gets very interesting.
Yeah, I think back to the Pacers series. Yeah, they lost to Sacramento on December 27th, 109-95.
Of course.
Granted,
played Orlando Magic twice. Like Jonathan Simmons, man, 35 twice.
I was almost hoping to see one of the games from the Pacers series, although I guess the Pacers did blow them out at least once, probably twice. I can't remember at this point. But one of those close.
The Pacers were kicking their ass in the point differential.
That's true. Yeah, good point. But I was hoping to see one of those close ones where the Pacers lost because I would like to – I believe the Celtics would be better in that kind of situation as that's how we won the last 2 games against Philly.
Right.
I would just like to see it against the Cavs because right. winning by 25 doesn't – unless we're just going to win every game by 25, which would be the best for my physical health.
I'm saying if he does that, I'd be willing to change my coach of the year vote. Get that guy one tally.
But yeah, I still think the Pacers, if they had just been competent for like 5 total minutes, would have just won that series.
Yeah, they probably should. If they were competent for like 5 total game time minutes, they probably win it in 5.
That's what I mean. Yeah, that's all they need. They didn't need like a whole game to be replayed. They really just needed like probably like what 8 possessions to go their way where they just fucked up inexcusably.
2 minutes, yeah, 2 minutes apiece in like 3 separate games.
Right. So I don't know, like, they had to do it against Philly, so I know they're capable of it, but this isn't Philly. This is LeBron. This is,
right.
Like, anyone can say what they want about Kevin Love. Like, he has shown up in the biggest moment in Cavaliers history, so I know what he can do when it's true crunch time. Is he the same player? No, but he can still do that for a single play. Even JR, like, I don't want to leave JR open with the game on the line because all he needs is one shot.
Right.
So, I think if the Celtics are going to win this series, they absolutely have. It can't be 1-1 going back to Cleveland.
No, I agree. Yeah, if they get game two, then it gets interesting. If they get 1-1, I feel like that's all the Cavs wanted to do.
Correct.
If they get 1-1, win game three, go up 2-1, that's where it, like, flips. It's like, if LeBron plays anybody three times, he could probably go off and get two of them against, like, any team.
Right, right.
So, yeah, game two is definitely – they're going to have to do something and fast.
A must win?
Oh, boy. I'd hate to say it, but a must win.
A must win up after winning by 25 and literally controlling the game from wire to wire.
A must.
An immediate must win.
At home.
For a team that's 4-3, 4-1, 8-4, 9-4 against playoff teams this past 17 games or days.
Who was favored? Cavs, I'm guessing?
Cavs.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. That's pretty good. They just win the championship, not favored in any of the 16 games or any of the however many games it takes.
Oh, do you mean for the series or for the game?
For this individual game.
Let me see. I knew the Cavs were favored for the series.
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland minus one.
Okay, yeah. It wouldn't have surprised it, so I'm like, yeah, that sounds about right.
The over-under was 204, so the under hit somehow.
Big Cat's going wild.
Yeah, this is I don't know. I just get immensely proud of Jaylen because even when, like, Korver blocks a shot or he misses a three, it's almost like the next time down. It's kind of like what I used to say about Avery Bradley. When he misses, that's when you feed him especially because he's going to hit the next one.
Right. Yeah, him just absorbing Avery Bradley's powers in, like, an NBA-sized body. It was a good move.
Yeah, I don't hate it. 23-8. One steal, one block.
So who did Juice guard? That's what I was interested in because I figured
he was kind of floated. He wasn't on LeBron as much as I would have imagined. Maybe Brad's saving that for when he truly fucking needs it because I believe he guarded him the most this regular season when they played.
That sounds about right.
But I didn't once today think about his hamstring. That looks like it's okay. Let me fucking knock on wood. But that looks like it's okay.
Yeah, he's first his hamstring gets stronger by playing. He's just jumping 55 inches by the finals.
Yeah, it's like how LeBron says he, like, rests during game time.
Yeah. It's like, I just had the equivalent of 2 hours of REM sleep and two of your human minutes.
But four Celtics starters over 16 points. And Terry, again, didn't shoot well. Smart played like Marcus Smart does.
A lot of post-up fadeaways. Whole heap of them.
A lot of low-post defense. Again, this guy, he's a power forward. He's a mini Al Horford with a worse shot.
Much worse.
Noticeably worse shot.
Considerably worse, yeah.
And I don't know if Marcus Morris is going to continue to dominate his matchup with LeBron. Like, it's going to be tough for the Cavs to do anything.
I wonder if y'all can afford Kyrie and Marcus Morris.
It's going to be tough, let me tell you.
And, like, Rozier? Oh, boy, somebody's got to. Smart? Smart. You got to figure Smart's just out of here, right?
Do the Celtics even need to keep thinking about this preposterous Kawhi talk when we literally have just twin Kawhi and Marcus Morris?
I mean, I'd still like to add Kawhi to that. I'd still, like, let's have a conversation and see what it would take. But if they say, like, one thing you don't like, you're like, oh, okay, never mind.
Yeah, no, how about that?
Yeah.
Buford?
If they're like, yeah, Popovich loves Shane Larkin. If you guys are willing to come off him.
Yeah, I thought we were going to miss Larkin a little bit more. Granted, it's still only one game. I'm trying not to overreact. I told you I was going to.
Well, yeah.
I'm a man of my word in that regard.
Sure.
But, I don't know. I'm not going to be able to get over this. I'm going to Boston tomorrow and Tuesday to do radio, and that's why we're recording now as opposed to a normal Monday time. That's why we're releasing on Monday as opposed to Tuesday.
Now the people will be disappointed to get a show early.
They'll hate it. They'll be screaming from the mountaintops.
Apologies in advance.
Yeah, we're sorry for the early content. Our bad. And then Thursday, so Lights, Camera, Podcast is coming to be on mixtape for Thursday's show.
Nice.
So that's going to be good. I'll text you what me and Jeff were talking, because they were supposed to be on today's show, but again, since I couldn't be in New York to record with them, that would have been quite impossible.
Sure.
So I'll text you what me and Jeff were cooking up for an idea. I think you'll like it. And maybe you won't. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Jeff is also a Cavs fan, so if...
Same.
So you guys can commiserate, and then me and you can commiserate over whatever happens after game two.
Dude.
So yeah, that we have that to look forward to. As bad as the Cavs probably don't even feel that bad right now. I'm sure LeBron's just like staring at everyone disappointingly.
He's in his hyperbaric chamber sleep.
Upside down like a bat.
Yeah, he's not concerned.
The Raptors have to feel worse than anyone right now.
Yeah. They, maybe their fans.
I would imagine like their players don't feel great. Like, oh, that's all you have to do is just be more athletic than them? Oh, we could have tried that.
Yeah, we didn't try it once. That's the thing, like, Tyronn Lue made the adjustment. Dwayne Case was like, well, I'm out of ideas.
I'll bench DeRozan. Well, that didn't work.
So now it's like, okay, yeah, let's bring in Budenholzer, who's had tremendous success against LeBron in the past.
What are your Raptors thoughts? You were saying, well, most people were saying, but I remember someone tweeted at you like, this guy just won Coach of the Year as voted on by the other coaches. They would never fire this guy. And then right after that guy sent a tweet, he was immediately fired.
Yeah, couldn't have worked out better for me.
I did see that guy apologize, though. That's rare on the internet. Got to give that guy
very, credit. Very. Stand up.
But what are your thoughts on the not only dead Raptors, but the Raptors who more than zero people were picking to beat the Cavs, got 4-0 despite being a one seed, and just had to watch the worst one seed of all time, the Boston Celtics,
and also the worst two seed of all time.
Correct. Give them their proper credit. That's on me.
I can't wait till that's the money I'm laying down next year. I'd like to bet that the Celtics will be the worst three seed in Eastern Conference history.
But yeah, your Raptors thoughts.
I feel like he's again. I figured Casey would be fired. You have to one nail this hire. Duh. I feel like he's had it in his mind forever. Like I don't think you fired Dwayne Casey off this season. Like, well, we'll interview a couple guys and see if anybody stands out. I feel like he's like, no. If there's it's like breaking case of emergency. Like this is who I'm going to. I don't know who it's gonna be. I kind of want Stackhouse now that I think about it. I think like once I found that he was already in the organization and having tremendous success there, I think that it feels like enough of a shakeup, but not like a total overhaul. Because again, they were just the one seed and won 59 games and like have everybody back next year. So it's exactly why I don't think I wouldn't touch any player thing unless I could just send Serge Ibaka anywhere. But outside that.
Yeah, I don't think they should turn down any like obvious upgrades per se, like you say Ibaka.
Yes, if LeBron wants to sign there, I think they should do it.
You're always one to be curt.
That's just how I am.
But I like Stackhouse a lot because again, he'll fight at the drop of a hat. I think that's correct. Why the Pacers have success against LeBron. I think that's why the Celtics pester LeBron. I can't call what they've done success considering, what was it, 4-1 last year?
What, Raptors?
No, the Celtics, LeBron's.
Yeah, that wasn't five.
We weren't as muscle bound last year. Van Gundy, the last 5 minutes of the game, just started talking about how our bench was stronger than the Knicks starting five from the '90s. What a wild thing to say.
Just the thickest bench in all of hoops history.
He was saying he wanted to see Gershon and Shemmy get into an arm wrestling bout.
He was going off the rails, but to be fair, it was a bad game. Like, it was
true.
It was a blow for what, four quarters? Like, they were literally had nothing left. It wasn't like they pulled away at the end and had to go to the basic blowout stuff. He was emptying the crates.
But that is something I think you need, because even that, going all the way back to 2011, that Mavericks team, they had Deshaun Stevenson. Like, as big as LeBron is, I do think it's not even just physicality. It's a certain type of psychotic physicality that he doesn't quite appreciate.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think of, like, it's really just tweaks. Like, if they hired Stackhouse and Ed, I was trying to think of a wing guy that would make, I don't know, a Marcus Morris type.
They can fucking back off is what they can do.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm trying to think, but, like, just somebody like that, like a couple minor tweaks. Another Raptors thought I had. We were trying to get people, like, to the Jazz with just their cap space. I think they should trade for Norman Powell.
Well, I was just thinking Norman Powell for Markieff Morris.
I don't think... Would the Wizards do that?
The Wizards are in no position to... Like, they already know Markieff does not want to come back, so that might be, like, the best they can get.
Do they know that? Again, the Wizards are insane. They're like, oh, no, we'll just sign them both to the max. Like, they're like, oh,
yeah. From what I've been told, they do know that.
The Wizards are aware of that? Well, again, like you said, the Wizards are idiots, so... Like you said.
Also true. Yeah, no, I don't disagree, but I don't hate the Jazz trying that because, like, they got a lot out of Rodney Hood, who's bad. Norman Powell's proven to be better than that elsewhere, so if they can get him in their system and get him to commit and get him to be what he was 2 years ago, yeah, I don't hate that.
I'm saying he's a playable player. It was just, like, as soon as he signed that deal, OG was better. That's
correct.
Tough break. But, yeah, it doesn't mean you can't play, 25 minutes for somebody.
Right.
And also, I think it would get them under the luxury cap.
Okay. So would it just be, like, for a second, or?
Probably. It might not even, like, if it, let me see, if it does get them, like, right under the luxury where they just wouldn't have to pay at all, I imagine they'd just be like, yeah, just, you can have them. Like, I got a new couch. If you can come get the old one, you can have, you can have it. If you can come get the new wing, you can have it. It's, I don't know, actually, they still... Actually, yeah, that would, because I think the luxury tax is 120. That would take them from 126 to 117.
Okay.
But it doesn't factor in Van Vliet and some other stuff, but it helps. Like, if you're going to keep Van Vliet, getting that $9 million off is a start.
Which it sounds like something they should probably, unless they just want to hand over more responsibility to DeLon.
Either way.
Yeah. So, yeah, I do think Toronto, that's one of the biggest reasons I was picking the Cavs. Like, they don't, again, it's Toronto. Toronto just, they don't have, OG is, like, the only one who I'm like, all right, yeah, that guy will fight if need be. Like, that guy is has a little something off in the old noggin, but.
I think Valanciunas will fight. I think any of the foreign guys will fight. The big guys will fight.
That's what Ibaka's there for.
He needs to show some fight on the basketball court. I think he'd fight too. He needs to grab a damn rebound.
Well, he's got all summer to work on that.
Man, oh man, these pictures of him just staring at LeBron just get worse and worse. I'm a huge LeBron fan.
He's
right there. He's right there. I can reach out and touch him. Dwayne Casey's like, yeah, would you? Like, please.
It would be quite beneficial to our basketball team right
please
now.
Please do.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw Jalen shush LeBron. I just texted it to you because I can't stop staring at it. I love Jalen so fucking much. I don't even care that we're talking about the Raptors. Anyone who's mad that we talk about the Celtics a lot, tell the Cavs to not lose by 25. I won't talk about him as much. Simple and plain.
He's telling Korver to shush. Oh, boy, they're going to have his hide in Boston for that.
He's not even looking at Korver.
Of course, because he knows they'd have his hide. Don't you get it?
I can't have a hideless Jalen. That would be no good.
So, yeah, that's the – that, and I think Valanciunas should start shooting three, like really shooting threes.
What did you say? Took one a game this year?
Yeah, he had 40%, but he took one a game. And he's like a career 80% free throw shooter, like a great free throw shooter.
Yeah. I mean, I watched Amir Johnson for 2 years just trebuchet his way to open threes. And I know he was doing that a little in Toronto, not nearly as much in Boston. But I do think it's like, what's the worst that could happen? They're going to lose to the Cavs again? Like, why not?
That's what it just feels like. The Knicks, like, okay, you got DeRozan to start taking some now. Like, again, we're looking for, like, whatever tweaks we can get. Let's add, like, one more physical body off the bench. Let's add Jerry Stackhouse. Let's have Valanciunas take, not like, three threes. Like, you don't want him to post up out there.
Yeah, not like seven or anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, he's still, like, very good shooting two-pointers, but it would be an added dimension. It would take him off the board some, like, but, I mean, that's sacrifice. Like, you got to give to get.
Right. It's also taking him off the offensive boards, and you could also teach him, like, if he's out there on a play but he doesn't get the ball, I think him crashing could be terrifying.
Yeah. Him just running full speed. This is just
right.
260-pound Lithuanian.
He's got to be more than 260.
That's what I'm looking right. He's listed right now at 255. He's also only 26, which, I don't know. That's interesting. I can't wait.
He's like a 15-year veteran.
Yeah, I can't wait to. He's going to go somewhere and just turn into like 24 and 14. He's like, yeah, I've been biding my time.
The Spurs, we know how this story ends.
Yeah, he's just been getting 9 shots a game. Somewhere he's going to go and get 16. So, oh, yeah, that's my Raptors talk.
I don't hate the Stackhouse idea. I'm trying to think.
I don't know, like, what retread hire would get them over the hump. Like, who? Stan Van Gundy? Like, Stan Van Gundy and scare LeBron? He'd beat him 10 years ago. Like, is that still scare LeBron?
It would scare LeBron if it was, like, LeBron's coach, definitely.
Zig when they zag.
Retread coaches in any sport, like, there are plenty of examples where it works. But it's normally because the previous organization was just super inept. So if you can find me a guy who worked for like a truly terrible organization who had shown some sign of promise, then yeah, I'm okay with retreads. Other than that, like I don't know any examples where they work. Like the one that comes to mind is Bill Belichick with the Browns. Like, yeah, that was the Browns. Like, what do they expect?
Yeah, well, I just feel like you have to, I don't mind you being a retread. You have to, like, go somewhere and, like, I don't know, pick up a new trick or something. Yeah. Like, Alvin Gentry was, like, a retread for a while. And then he got to Phoenix. And they were pretty good. Then they were bad, and he got fired. He went to Golden State. Was like, I feel like he picked up some new tricks. Now he's in New Orleans. They've got better every single year. So it's like, okay, if you're, like, okay, you've been with the Warriors the past couple of years, you're the next it person or whatever. Okay, I can do that kind of retread. But if you're just gonna hire Frank Vogel to just do the same exact thing he just did in Orlando,
right?
Now Frank Vogel wants to go be on the Warriors bench for 2 years. Then yeah, maybe in 2 years I think about Vogel.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great way to put it. Like, go somewhere successful being assistant, because I think that's what has also helped Gentry in New Orleans. He's surrounded himself with better players and people on his staff.
Right. That's Steve Kerr was like, here's the trick. Get really good players and really good coaches. Now Gentry's like, damn, I'm going to do that in New Orleans.
He's got a comically large pencil and he's writing this down.
Good players. And so it's like, yeah, okay, I would be trying, like, if I'm a coach that just got fired, like, if I was Casey or Frank Vogel or something, I'd be like, yo, Warriors, Rockets, Spurs, like, Celtics, like, can I be on your, like, let me be on your staff, let me do something. You guys
well,
are doing
even
something
Casey,
right.
Even Casey, because I do believe he's a fine coach, so if he's a retread for, say, Phoenix, where, okay, we know he's not the guy to take us to a title, but he's the guy to get us to the playoffs and to get our guys to develop. Yeah, I think that's a fine retread. It's more a team that's looking for a championship, and they're like, oh. Like, when the Knicks hired D'Antoni, like, that was a bad hire, no matter how good of a coach Mike D'Antoni is.
Right. I agree. The Knicks stink.
Also, I heard, speaking of the Raptors, after I believe game three, is that when LeBron hit that floater?
The twisting body one?
The jackass one.
Yeah, I think that was three.
I think that was... Yeah, so that was the game he benched DeRozan. I read somewhere, I wish I could give credit, I can't remember where, but I read somewhere that after game three, Masai came down to the locker room and just ripped Dwayne Casey apart in front of the entire team. Never a great sign.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that... Absolutely not a great sign.
No. No, that's... Usually ends how it just ended for Dwayne Casey.
I'd be like, just fire me here, bro. Like, what the... Like, what are we... We're not going to win. We're going to reel off four straight. So, just save us some time.
Yeah, and it also explains why game four was 128-93. Like, yep. Yeah, that'll do it.
Yeah, they're like, I got a flight to catch, dog.
No one here thinks we can win. Why would I, DeMar DeRozan, think we can win?
Yeah, no. Like, I'm looking right now. I'm trying to look in the NBA right and see. Like, I think Fizdale, I don't know if he would be a retread because Memphis was his first job. He made the playoffs and they stunk. He didn't get along with a star player.
Right. Marcus all just, like, it was a coup.
Yeah. Also, now again, he's not going to succeed again because the Knicks has nothing to do with him.
Right.
But I'm looking like Borrego. The Hornets hired him, and I don't remember anything impressive about him when he took over Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
But again, he went like to the Spurs, so he's been with the Spurs since then. So maybe he's got some new tricks. Like, I'm more than willing to give a guy like that a shot. But yeah, somebody's just
He was interim with Orlando too, right?
Yeah, he was when Jacques Vaughn got fired. So
yeah, interim
to his credit, yeah.
Yeah, interim's always tough because you got guys like a Lawrence Frank who take over the Nets, and right. I think he railed off like 19 or 21 straight, like an NBA record amount of wins to start a career.
Right.
And I don't know, especially when you, like, that Nets team was at least okay when he took them over. Like, when you take over for Jacques Vaughn, a season where all your players have probably already quit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, that's the thing. I just wanted to see, like, if I'm not mistaken, it was – I think Aaron Gordon's rookie year. It was like, okay, I want to see like what he does. Like, are you going to play him at the four? Like, he just like played him at the three. Like, stuff like that. That's what I'm looking to see.
Right.
And it was not promising. But again, I hope he's like learned some new tricks. Like, maybe he'll have Charlotte cooking.
He may, especially after they trade Nick Batum
for that number six pick, man.
Houston, Golden State, we previewed a little. I believe. What did you? I had Golden State in five. What did you say? Six.
I'll give him six. Just because. Do you think? I mean, not ultimately, but do you think within the first two games, home court will play a difference? Like Houston having home court. Do you think Golden State can split?
I think they're going to win both of them.
No, you think Golden State's going to win both?
No, because then I would just think they would sweep.
Then what are you? What are you giving them five for?
Yeah, Houston really clamps down in game four.
Right. They go the opposite. Daryl Morey yells at Danto, and they're like, guys, we got to fight back.
Yeah, no. I think the Warriors take game one, Houston takes game two, and then the Warriors win the next three.
Okay, I can see that. I think I'll give the Rockets game one. I think the Warriors will win game two. Three, Rockets went four, and then Warriors went five and six.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me, and I wouldn't hate that because I think it would be enjoyable to watch. And that's what we're all here for, isn't it?
No, I want bad ball.
Did you see this quote that HP Basketball posted?
No. You could say literally anything, and it's like, oh boy.
Oh, yeah. James Harden said this. Chris, parentheses Paul,
mm-hmm.
is always watching games and texting me. Did you this?
Yeah, I did see that. Yeah.
Did you see what that guy did? And I'm like, Chris, you know I'm out right now.
Like, Chris, I'm balls deep, man. Like, hit me tomorrow.
I do respect James Harden. He's like, it is what it is, man. Like, I got these contracts. I got this MVP coming most likely. Like, I don't really care. If people say I'm a choke artist, I'll just have them killed. Like, it doesn't matter.
It's a pretty good strategy. just like 20 years from now, there are no stories of James Harden being a choker because all those writers came up missing. Like, man, I heard from Zach Harper in a minute, man. Whatever happened to that guy?
Yeah, that guy used to be funny. He was a good time.
Yeah, he wrote that article about Harden's Game 3 collapse, and his Twitter went dark.
The monocles just shattered into havoc. Oh, man. So, yeah, that's... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, what do you make of the Clay business? Like, the giving up lots of money.
It truly doesn't surprise me.
Same.
I'm more surprised there aren't more guys in similar situations who do this. Like, I
think it's because there aren't more good teams, like, teams you'd want to trust giving up money for.
Yeah, and they also aren't, like, in L.A. or in the Bay moving to a nicer part of the Bay. And
right, yeah. Like they pretty much got a perfect storm.
Yeah, I don't think enough being said about the fact that all those guys are just plugged into Silicon Valley, so if they all had million-dollar contracts, they'd still be the richest guys in the NBA just because that money would be working for them.
Oh, yeah, easily.
So, people were making a really big deal about it. The one thing I did see that would be a big deal is guys have been taking maxes because it's there's no, like, antitrust law with the NBA. It's just kind of like a handshake agreement. Like, All right, well, when a guy can get a max, you have to give him the max. Otherwise, like, yeah, why we would just, like, LeBron could take $5 million a year and we could sign Paul George and Kawhi and all those guys.
You the know Dirk, I mean? Yeah.
Yeah, no one seems to have a problem when he does it.
Yeah, Dirk just takes $8.15 an hour.
But when Brian Scalabrine called into Barstool Radio a while ago, when the Kawhi stuff was, like, really heating up, it's kind of died down just because the Spurs aren't in it, and it'll heat back up, like, once the offseason hits, but...
Mm.
When it was at its, like, hottest, he was telling me, like, no, guys will never turn down the Supermax. And I was like, he's having this disagreement with Jordan right now. I wouldn't be surprised if he got it. Like, China gives out, like, the biggest of bags.
Right. Are you talking about the shoe deal?
Yeah. Like, Kawhi could get whatever he wants from over there. Like, there are plenty of ways to supplement that money. And, like, San Antonio doesn't create the hugest stars, even in today's world where you can be a star technically anywhere. Like, if Kawhi played for the fucking Knicks, he'd be a bigger star. That just is what it is.
Well, that's the that's why I don't know if I was like, would he do the Anta? I mean, if he wants, I guess, worldwide, but I feel like anywhere he signs with, like, Nike would be bigger than Anta, or Adidas would be bigger. I don't know where he would go that would make him bigger if that's what he wants.
Well, I think you can be, I don't know if necessarily, like, the shoe makes you bigger, or if you can make, like, if you have a fire shoe, it can work, obviously. Right. We've seen that time and time again, but I think you can raise your profile and have a shitty sneaker.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, he's been with Jordan this whole time. Has that really done anything for him?
That's what I'm saying. I saw the deal that I saw that they turned down was, I think it was 4 years, $20 million, which is the same thing Ben Simmons just got from Nike. So, yeah, okay. I get why he turned it down. I just don't – like, again, if the number one pick is getting 4 and 20, I don't know what Kawhi – like, admittedly a bigger star, I just don't know what he's getting, if that's where the mark is going.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't be shocked if he was just like, I don't really care about the markability from the sneaker standpoint. And that's also just this country. Like, I know a few years ago – I don't know if it's still true, but a few years ago – in China, Kobe, who was a Nike athlete, but Kobe was selling more bootleg jerseys in China than anyone was selling any type of jersey in America.
Oh, yeah, I can see. That's probably still a fact.
Right, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So it's like if you're – just because you're not – I know Brady every year goes over to China with Under Armour, and they don't even know what football is over there, and he's
Derrick Rose still goes over there, dude, and he's still
right.
Big deal.
Right, so if once you're in with China, like, look at Marbury. Like, Marbury's probably the richest person alive. No one just knows it.
Yeah, he's just taking it easy.
He's got gold statues of him over in China. Like, I don't know why anyone signs with Nike, the more we're talking about it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Does Kawhi want that there, or does he want it here? Like, it's cool to be big in China, but it's cool to be cool here, too.
I think that's why you can still do that without the sneaker if you're just in a different market. Like, if he goes to Philly, he's going to be a bigger star here, no matter what he's got on his feet.
But to me, that sounds like more reason that I would want the Supermax. Like, if I get the Supermax, I'm less concerned about my off-the-court money. Because his Supermax is like $220 million.
Correct.
Over, I think, 5 years. So he'd be like, yeah, I will, I'm playing sock feet. Like, I don't care.
What's his like, non-Supermax, though? I'm sure it's, obviously, it's not 220, and I'm never going to tell anyone to like, make it easier for the owners or to turn down any money, but, like, what's it, probably, like, 4160?
I know the one that Harden and John Wall signed was 4168. I imagine that he's hit everything they've hit, like the All-NBAs, stuff like that. Because this is the only year he'd really missed big time. So
right.
I think two defensive player of the years might trigger it automatically. So he might already have it.
I would hope like a finals MVP somehow factors in. It might not. I really have no idea.
I think that was on his rookie deal. So it might not. But it also may. I don't know.
I'd be pissed if it was like, no, you did that too early.
Yeah, you were too good too soon, buddy. You should have waited till you were 23, not 21, dopehead.
Idiot, yeah. This guy, we'll give you 5-15. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. 14, 13, make me an offer. But, yeah, from what I saw, everything I see, the money that Clay is leaving on the table keeps varying. Like, I've seen 50. I saw somewhere it was like, if he really wants, like, his Supermax, he would be leaving, like, $80 million on the table. Which, I don't know. 80 is a lot of scratch, but I still think he's just got it too good, and I think he knows that.
Let me ask you this. What is the total contract where that difference doesn't matter anymore? Like, and again, get as much money as you can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not advocating for people taking less because that would be stupid. But if your life's already good, you're on the best team of all time. Are you going to be devastated you made 120 over the next 4 years as opposed to 200? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you know what I'm saying? You can buy Klay Thompson can buy the same stuff that Steph Curry can. Steph Curry just signed the $200 million Supermax. So, and they're, you know, they could get the same boats. They could do the same shit. The only thing, right. The only reason I tell people not to save money is if it's going to save, like, the owner's money. That's the only way I would.
Correct.
Yeah. Like, if I'm like, okay, yeah, we all agree to take less because I like playing with Durant and Draymond and all that, that's fine. But if you're doing it like, okay, I'm trying to save you guys from the luxury tax, no, fuck that. Get every dollar.
Right. Yeah. No, that, I agree. That's completely different.
But this sounds like the former. Like, it sounds like, yeah, I'm just good. Like, again, his pops played. He's always been good on money. I think he just, again, knows he's got it perfect. What could be better? More responsibility? And, yuck.
Like, Clay's going to open, like, the second he retires, he's going to open the biggest dispensary conglomerate across the country. Like, weed will just be, like, full decriminalized and like, federally legal by the same day he retires somehow. And he's just going to open just a fucking empire of dispensaries across this country.
In 100 years, they just refer to weed as Clay, like the same way people get, like, Coca-Cola or Kleenex. Like, it just becomes,
right.
like the default. You get you some new Nikes. Like, yeah, just shoes. All shoes are Nikes. All weed is Clay's.
Every mother in the 90s calls any video game system Nintendo.
Yeah, like, it's just one of those. It's a sign you've really made it.
Yeah, I could see. I might start doing that now. Get ahead of the curve on that one.
I'm just saying. Like, they're saying that if he signs the extensions suck. That's what I was surprised by. If you sign an extension, you can only get a 20% increase on your previous salary, which sucks because that doesn't factor in the cap jumping. So if he waits till he's like a free agent and signs, his first year salary would be $32 million. Versus $22 million if he does it the other way.
Yeah, he might want to just sign whatever this next extension is. I think there's like another CBA in 2020.
Probably.
So I might just sign it until, like, yeah, I'll take a 2-year extension, and we'll renegotiate then. Because that might also be the thing Golden State's pitching, like, hey, we just gave Steph the Supermax. We're going to give you a regular, like, huge fucking raise, but not the as much as you can make. And then when Steph's next contract is up, then we give you the Supermax, and he gets just a regular max.
Yeah, well, that's why I was like, damn, Steph didn't take it. I was like, yeah, but he made shit his first few years.
Correct.
So correct. I think that's why, like, Durant, I imagine Draymond will have this same exact situation Clay will. Like, as far as their money is probably going to look similar. And, again, it'll come down. Yeah, do I want more money per year to do more stuff on what's going to be a worse team? Yuck.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I surely wouldn't. And then I saw, like, people were saying, like, if they want to, what are they saying? Like, if they traded Clay, like, to get Paul George and all that, I was like, feels like getting cute, nope. Just to get cute, yeah.
Yep, nope. That's pretty much exactly what the fucking Thunder did.
Yeah, didn't work.
No, either time they tried.
So, yeah, I say that to say that once that ink dries, yeah, the league is done for the next, 6 years? He's making that, like, $10 million a year anti-bag, so Clay is, he's just good.
Clay might not even know what money does. Like, it's a very real possibility. He has no idea what it does.
I think it was a story came about O.J. Howard, like, he didn't physically cash the check. And I was like, one, why did they give O.J. Howard, O.J. Howard was, like, 21. You think he knows what to do with a physical check? But Clay seems like that type. Like, yeah, I didn't know I was supposed to cash these, man. I put him in my glove department.
Someone just posted a check. It was some early 2000s running back. Larry Johnson. Mm-hmm. Larry Johnson just posted like a $2,200 check or something from the Chiefs. He was like, man, someone just mailed it to him like, hey, you have unclaimed money, like, which is, A, awesome. I'm surprised they didn't just keep that.
Right.
It was probably more. How much
they did keep, yeah.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But he tweeted it out. He was like, man, who knows how many of these I forgot to cash? Like, yeah, dude, you should probably just cash your checks.
Yeah, what a flex.
I remember Manny. I think it was Manny used to just have, like, his whole locker was just filled with uncashed checks.
Sure. You think Manny was paying cash for anything in Boston? Get out of here.
Oh, yeah, and I'm sure they charged him, and he just, like, would walk, get up and leave.
Yeah, the pipe. Man, keep your tab running. Yeah, see you guys next time.
Man, yeah, Clay's going to be fine. I saw a lot of people really concerned about money that isn't theirs. Concerned.
Yeah, it just, like, it does, like, when you put it like that, man, he's going to turn out $50 million. One, it's less, I think it's less so when you talk about per year. Like, would I pay, would I take $20 million compared to $25 million to not change anything about my life? Yeah, probably.
Right.
Especially when I've, like, got it great as is. But again, I'm saying I'd give up a lot of money to live in Miami versus Utah. So I'm the wrong person to ask this. I'd be like, even if they were losing, I'd be like, Clay's doing the right thing, man. He's in Cali. He's happy. He's got weed. He's good.
What? I guess the biggest question here is, how many years in a row can the Warriors run this back and just be like, yeah, they're probably going to win the title. There's nothing anyone can do about it.
I feel like they have to be the overwhelming favorites for this year and at least the next two.
Okay.
Like, 3 years is long. Let's see, I'm pulling up their cap situation now. So I'll give them 27-18 and at least serious contenders for 2018-19 and 19-20. So for starting 2021, the only person they have signed is Steph Curry.
Oh, I'm not. I mean, like, forget about the cap and stuff. Like, let's just assume they keep running it back.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like that's the beauty. Like, all their people aren't the same. Like LeBron, Wade, Chris Bosh. They, like, all this is staggered. So by then they'll know. Okay, we'll have signed KD this year. We'll sign Klay next year. Okay, Draymond's the year after that. Iguodala will be retired by then. Like, it just shakes perfectly. It's like, okay, Jordan Bell will be 25 by then.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, Looney will be, like, 25 by then. McCall, if he gets back to what he did, that's like, they'll just have the flexibility. So I would say 2037.
Yeah, that's fair. Because if they're going to keep just winning and playing at this level, obviously injuries aside, then, yeah, I don't know why. Like, Clay right now has the best job in America because he's wildly important to their success and gets the least amount of blame of their four guys.
He's taking the Dwayne Wade to the next level.
By far.
Like, Clay might retire with, like, 6 rings, second in all-time leading scorer. He'll probably score, like, 25,000 points. He's never made an all-defense team, which seems wrong.
He just gets overlooked.
He does. We're at a point where, I mean, he's going to make the Hall of Fame. Who cares?
Right. Yeah, he's probably already in, honestly.
Yeah. What are we waiting on? And then after that, like, they're... Steph's 30. Like, again, you see what LeBron's doing right now, like 33, 34 by himself. And Steph's 30, Durant's 29, Clay and Draymond are 28. The next 5 years, like, legit feels like they should be contenders, if not favorites.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just trying to, like, obviously it depends on what Philly does, like, with how they maneuver their roster. They're
looking to add Kawhi and LeBron James and Will Chamberlain, you know.
I think those would be wise moves, even the dead guy. I think that would be very wise. But I think it always, like, that's, like, depends on what Philly does, depends on what Boston does, A, if they're going to start trading people, or B, if they just keep everything they have and just see how their guys progress. I'm trying to think, like, if Houston gets LeBron, I could see that being a problem, but I also would have to see, like, what the rest of their team look like after they made that move.
I think they're one of those. Well, I mean, I feel like Morey would figure it out. He would just do.
He would.
What, I don't think they need that much, honestly, because Capella's restricted, and I think if they just, like, tell him, like, just, like, chill. I saw that the Suns were interested in him, which I think would be a great move.
For the Suns?
Yeah. Well, for both. If they're, yeah, give me $100 million, I think it'd be a great move for both parties.
Okay, yeah, all right. So for Capella, for financial reasons, for the Suns, because he's good at sports.
Right.
Although, if the Suns get the first overall pick, that, I think that'd be a terrible idea.
Well, I mean, you could go, like, okay, Ayton might be better, but we can have Doncic and Capella. And also, Capella's ready now.
Yeah, Ayton might be. Like, I don't know. Hey.
Well, he might not be, though. Something to consider.
It is. I don't know. That just feels like a deal that it looks fine in foresight, and then you get that sounds like just trying to get too cute.
Capella?
Well, Capella and, like, not taking Ayton.
Well, I mean, you don't know if you're going to get the number one pick, but, again, he might not.
Right.
Doncic is the best prospect ever, man. You have to think about it.
They might just take him outright and not sign Capella. That's also an option here.
Like, I'm looking right now, the Rockets have $80 million in committed salary.
Yeah, so they can just sign LeBron.
Yeah, well, it's all going to depend on what Chris Paul takes and also what they're willing to pay. Like, if they're willing to pay the luxury tax, then yeah. And if they can get Ryan Anderson off, which I thought they could last year and they couldn't, but 1 year less, basically 2 years, $40 million. Again, the Jazz. I just give everybody to the Jazz.
Honestly,
that's a bad probably strategy. A perfect place. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Playing off Gobert, that's perfect.
If they can pick up, I don't know, how many firsts would you need to take on that contract to help them sign LeBron?
Again, like, can you, if it would help your team too, like, can you, I don't think you can draft too hard of a bargain.
No, you can't, but we've talked about, like, there aren't many teams with that much cap space right now to begin with.
Right.
So there already aren't that many options, but yeah, it would help Utah, but this is a move to help Houston. Like, let's not.
I'd probably need at least two, right? Two future first rounds?
That's what I mean, because it this year's is going to be the 30th pick, right? It's not like the NFL. They don't wait for the finals.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah. So this year's is already like a second round pick anyways.
Yeah, with an extra year.
And you can't, yeah, and you can't trade consecutive. So I'd be like, yeah, give me this year's first, which you like, again, is the 30th pick. And then 2 years from now, who knows what the fuck happens?
Honestly, yeah, I guess you could do pick swap, but yeah, I'd be like, I'm in no rush. Like we'll just sit on that. Like if we can unprotect it, then I'm in no rush.
I might reverse protect it, like 25 up. Like I don't want that pick. Like
and keep it until we start to get like okay, like the 17th pick. Yeah, okay, I could use the 17th pick.
Yeah, now we're talking.
I'm looking right now. The Jazz have nothing. The Jazz should get Norm Powell and Ryan Anderson.
Well, should they pay Exum?
I don't know,
it's going to cost. Can he
pick up the pen to sign the contract to get the money? Jesus Christ, I want that kid to stay
healthy. He is a notary.
Yeah, D-A-N-T. He just throws out his voice box. Now, they could, I don't know, if they get off Rubio or Alec Burks, they could really get interesting in adding guys. But yeah, I think I would, is that fair? I need two first-round picks to help you get LeBron James.
Yeah, I was thinking, I think two, because, yeah, I'm not asking for, like, five first-round picks. That's always preposterous. But I think, two, when one of them's 30, is more than fair.
I'm trying to think of any, like, yuck. Cleveland has no prospects, so.
No, they sure don't.
Osman, like, if you think Osman might can be, like, a your 12th man, maybe, because he's young and cheap.
Yeah, but he's bad.
Yeah, but he's cheap.
That's true. So am I.
And you're bad too. You're Chetty Osmond.
That's what I'm saying.
Sign the McMahon.
Pay me $750,000 to only play home games because I can't fly.
Yeah, and do handshakes with the players.
I'd be the best at that. There's no question.
Man, oh man.
So yeah, I mean there are a lot of teams stuck. Not stuck. Like Utah's fine. I'm sure they're thrilled with where they are, especially since Mitchell hit. OKC feels stuck.
Stuck in mud. They feels worse. If Paul George just leaves,
which he's going to.
Again, I really think they would have to entertain trading Westbrook.
I think it'd be foolish not to.
Yeah, like at the very least. Like I know it's probably going to piss you off. You'll probably hate us, but you'll take it out on the court, which will work out in our favor. He's like, yeah, I'll show you guys. I was 40-16-16 next year. That'll teach us, Russ. But yeah, they're just gonna have Melo, like Roberson. Was Roberson Achilles too? His was something like, it wasn't ACL, but I remember thinking like, oh no, that's not a good one.
I thought it was like a weird.
Let me see. I'm
like arm injury.
Let me see. Patellar tendon.
Okay. So it was knee.
Yeah.
Not always good.
Yeah. I remember thinking like, oof, that's not your run-of-the-mill MCL. But he's on a good contract. I feel like Adams is good. You have triple-doubles. I don't know where I'd trade Russ, but I'd think about it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to entertain everything that comes across your desk, I would hope.
I don't. What do you think Philly does? I don't think we've talked because, yeah, the series wasn't technically over.
Oh, it was over.
Oh, boy. Ugly. Ugly.
Let's actually talk about that. J.J. Redick, I wanted to tweet it during the series because it was something I kept noticing, but it was the exact tweet that once you send out, the universe switches and everyone starts retweeting it because it's all of a sudden wrong despite it being right.
Of course.
No one. No one in the history of the world has missed more wide-open, would-be, back-breaking threes over a five-game series than J.J. Redick did against the Celtics. For someone whose whole career has been being a dead-eye shooter, he couldn't have missed more open shots that would have drastically swung that series.
He had so many nails to the coffin and just bent every single nail. It just felt like every single time it was like, man, oh, man, that... that closed the game out, and he's coming off a screen, and you're like, damn. Oh, he bricked it. Wow.
They were up 4 minute and a half, maybe less, in game five.
And weren't they up like 4 or 5 in overtime?
That's just what they do. They're just in up five. Because they did that with the game we were at in Philly. They were up 5 in overtime.
They're just their kind of guys.
Yeah, the game five wasn't overtime. That was just a very tense fucking
fourth quarter. Yeah.
It felt like overtime. I agree with you. It should have been.
Should have been overtime, yeah.
If Embiid didn't miss the wide open layup that he got fouled on, but they didn't call play.
Joel Ewing, oh no.
But, yeah, they were up 4. They just had this huge momentum swing in their favor. J.J. Redick was wide open. Bricked it. Just fucking bricked it. I couldn't believe my eyes.
I'd be worried about Robert Covington, too. What a stink.
Covington was a big stinkeroo that series. He had one good game.
My God.
And that was a complete and utter detriment to his team, the other 4.
Jesus Christ. He had 22 in game 2. Which they still lost, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. He scored 5-3-1-3 and 12 points in the other 3 games.
Not good.
No. And I was saying my vision was to have him along with Kawhi, and every single Sixers fan was like, nah, man, Sarek instead of Covington. I was like, has it flipped that fast? I was like, even for like this particular fit of a team where I only want him to defend and shoot, and they're like, nah, Sarek's just better. Get Covington out of here.
Right, he is better. That's why I don't know why the Spurs would be like, oh, yeah, that's fine with us. Like, no, of course not.
Yeah, I'd imagine they just asked for both. Like, we're just, yeah, both, and Fultz, and the pick.
Right, yeah, I think that's probably what it's going to end up in. At this point, Philly might want to do that. Like, yeah, please take both.
Yeah, oh, my goodness. Yeah, Rocco did not have a good year. I don't know what Redick does. I imagine... He just keeps chasing one-year bags. I don't know.
Utah?
Sure. I don't see why not. He is white.
He's got a dangerous game in front of him because I think he should probably wait to see, because Philly could just easily whiff on LeBron and Kawhi. They could end up with neither. And then they're still sitting there with this huge sum of money, and I'm sure they would be glad to give it to JJ again, just run it back, because he was ultimately fine for them this year. But if they get LeBron and Kawhi, or one of them, and all of a sudden they don't have that money, and now it's July 9th instead of the 4th or whenever the free agency period starts, now all of a sudden he's looking at like an $8 million, like Lou Will money.
Nah, Lakers. I think
they're always.
That's what I'm saying. He just take Kentavious Caldwell-Pope's money.
And Isaiah Thomas's.
And Brook Lopez's.
I think there's...
He would just get one year, $45 million for J.J. Redick. He just retires the richest man.
I think there's a 15% chance Isaiah Thomas signs with the Celtics this summer.
He just accepts his six-man status?
Well, easy.
Are you talking about like a one-day contract to retire?
Easy. No, I think like eighth man at this point. But
what kind of money would you give him?
Less than I'd give Marcus Smart.
Well, yeah, but like, what type of contract would you be like, okay, that's a fair contract for Isaiah Thomas' services?
Like a 1+1 at $20 million total, but the player option, so if he truly balls out and can get more money next summer, like, that's great for him, but...
So like 10-10? 10-year first year, 10-year second year?
It would probably be like 6-14.
Oof. I feel like he'd get more than 6 somewhere.
If he can,
you just don't get Isaiah Thomas. Wow, how are you gonna sell that?
We don't have I think we only have mid-level money to begin with for this year. It's not like guard depth.
He feels like a prideful guy. Do you think he would do? He might be what he should do. Do you think he would do that though?
Listen, he built all of his value on this goddamn team. I'm sure if he wants to rebuild his value, he'd go back to where it all started.
I don't know. He's like, yeah, I've got it from here. He just thinks he's like, Kyrie, I need a good backup. Thanks, guy. And I'm like, no, Isaiah. It doesn't work like that.
He'd ideally be like a super Shane Larkin, which it's debatable whether or not he's better than Shane Larkin.
That's
right
what I'm saying. God damn, you talk about a fall from grace.
It's not great, but I do believe him just like coming off the bench. A, Boston fans still love him. Like the
do they? I feel like they.
Well, they went like to
Kyrie. Cantankerous. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, and the new guys in town. Like, yeah, he's tall. Wow.
He's basically just like if Danny Woodhead wants to come out of retirement and play for the Patriots, Patriots fans will love him. He's shorter, blacker, Danny Woodhead.
Gotcha. His face card's always good. Gotcha.
So yeah, I think fans would be thrilled to see him. But again, I'm not like, oh, we need to make trades to get this guy on the roster. No, no.
Right. Fair.
Because he's not better. He's not better than he was. He's never in his life has he been better than Kyrie. And he's definitely not better than Terry moving forward. And he's not better than Smart either. So it's like, it would be good to have.
That's what I'm saying. Would he even be good to have?
Yeah, because
if you put it like that.
I mean, your biggest knock on them was, and granted, it was injury related, but your biggest knock was this team doesn't have enough buckets and enough people. That was even a problem during the regular season. Kyrie had to initiate so much of the offense, and when he went to the bench, it got really slow. Granted, Tatum hit a wall around the same time when he got hurt. Juice was oft injured this year. So there are other things that are going to supplement that moving forward into next
Gordon
year.
Hayward, yes.
Maybe. I mean, we'll
boy.
See.
Oh, boy.
No, he was looking great today on the bench. It was the first time I think I've seen him like these playoffs, maybe.
Hey, did you see Kawhi was at the Dodgers game?
Yes, yeah, did.
He didn't go to a single Spurs game. That's hilarious to me.
Well, he was in New York the whole time. How was he gonna?
That's what I'm saying. I respect it. He's like, what do you want? He's like, it's not like I went to the Yankees game. I went to see my Dodgers.
That was wild. The video I saw it was just the caption was, look who was at the Dodgers game. I was like, I was looking at the other guy he was with. I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is. Who am I supposed to know who this is?
Is it Larry David? Who is it?
Yeah. So I had to look through the comments. I was like, oh. Kawhi, yeah, now I see him with his hoodie on, like, from, like, 14 rows away. Like, yeah, very noticeable video, guys.
Sure. He's out of there. Wow.
He's definitely out of there.
Yeah, now I'm starting to think, like, okay. I thought it might all just be he just doesn't say things, so it's not like he's just tweeting through. He just doesn't say anything. Nah, he's probably out of there.
Yeah. Well, the Spurs had a good run.
They did. A damn good run. Would you even want him, or you're just good with just the?
He's obviously incredible at basketball. He was top three in MVP last year. He was a huge factor as to why
the Spurs. Before, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that sounds right. He was a huge factor. He was almost up 1-0 on the Warriors by himself. He is prodigiously talented. I don't hold.
However, Skip Bayless.
Well, yeah. I don't hold as much of what happened this year against him as most people do. I'm not saying he's blameless because he's clearly partially to blame. Mm. But I don't. It's not like I would never touch him. It's kind of been the thing with why I didn't want to trade for Paul George, why I didn't want to trade for Jimmy Butler. The Celtics have a lot of assets, and that makes the price higher for them than it does for anyone else.
Right.
Like, I'm still shocked at what we got the Kyrie for at that price. Like, I was thrilled when I saw that price tag.
Yuck, that turned out to be like 3 nickels, like 4 pennies.
But
for a $5 like bill, yikes.
Like, Paul, even Serge Ibaka, they wanted fucking the Fultz pick, even though it was not the Fultz pick yet, but right. They wanted that. Right. So that would have been, imagine like if Ainge had just done that. Like, that, how bad the Celtics would be right now.
Imagine how unemployed he'd be right now. That guy stinks already.
So there's that. There's, I don't know. There's something about just wanting to see this team. Like, just look, even if like they never win a title, I want to see how far they can go, because clearly their ceiling, as they're 3 games away from these finals, their ceiling is best team in the league.
Reasonably high, yeah.
Yeah. Will they ever hit that? That obviously remains to be seen, and there are plenty of obstacles in the way. They still might not win this fucking series, but I'm willing to just see. Like, Tatum's 20, Juice is 21, Kyrie's what, like 27? 26. Yeah, he's getting younger by the second.
It'd be 22 by season start.
Like, the only reason you'd want to push it is because Horford's old, and that feels like a really stupid reason to push it.
All right, we've got a cap. Actually, you know what? Al Horford's really good, man. Like, like you said, if you're 3 wins away right now, maybe I do want to push the flesh. Again, like, for this year, and what's Horford got, 2 more years after this?
Yeah.
I feel like, he'll be all-star, all-NBA level for those years. And for what he does, it's not nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's not. But I guess my question would be, do you have to make any trades to push it? Like, I think people just need to not be horrifically injured.
Well, again, can't control that. You can control the trades.
You can.
You just want to trade the. You sure? Like, okay, all right, we'll give you Juice, Tatum, the pick, Kyrie, and Hayward for Kawhi Leonard. He's like, Ainge had to do it, man. He finally made a move.
I'd kill myself. I'd be so.
The Spurs are just fucking. LeBron's like, I'm going there.
Like, yeah, that team has nothing committed to them. They could sign me and Paul George. Like, wow, this team's awesome.
Boogie goes there. It's like, AD, baby, I love you, but Pop just signed a 10-year extension, man. He's going to be there forever.
Yeah, I mean, Juice seems to get better by, like, the play. Like, this guy, I can't say highly enough about this guy.
How long can that last, though? 12 summers? 13, maybe? Guy's 34 and still improving? Doubt it.
Tatum played like a crew neck today, like Greg Jennings last few seasons. And he was still fucking dominant. It's hard to want to break up this team for any reason. I don't know. I really don't fucking know.
I guess what it feel like, because I've heard some of the Philly or the talk around, like it feel like cheating, like signing LeBron would be, or I guess not the process or whatever. Do you think, what if y'all just signed Paul George? Like, Paul George would just be a good acquisition? Just sign Paul George and just give up absolutely nothing.
Again, we're already maxed out before we, like, re-sign Smart and figure out what we're doing with Terry. So I don't know if he wants to play for the minimum, sure. Like, I guess he'd be all right. Teach Hayward how to run again after having the same exact injury.
That's what I'm saying. That's some common bonds.
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever Ainge wants to do, I'm for, unless it's trading all those 4 players like you just said for Kawhi. I'm not for that.
and a couple picks. He's like, okay, the Clippers pick too. You got me over or the Grizzlies pick too. Come on.
I don't know. If we had just lost by 25, I'd be like, yeah, get rid of all these bums. We need Kawhi.
The thing is, Philly needs. Like, I think Philly clearly needs another scorer. Like, after Embiid, they need somebody. Like, Simmons is just not that. Redick is not consistent enough. Robert Covington is not alive, maybe. And maybe it's Fultz. I'm still high. I think it can be. But it could be Paul George right now, and then maybe still Fultz later. Like, they might can have their cake and eat it, too, if they want
to. I think them making a push at George makes a lot of sense. I'm also still high on Fultz, but I do think, like, when Philly was at their best against Boston, Saric was a focal point of their offense.
Oh yeah, he's the guy. I think I oversold Covington and undersold Saric. No, that guy's legit. This is just his second year in the NBA, and the leap he took from last year to this year. So imagine what he looks like next year, like in the next couple years.
He even took a leap in the middle of his rookie year, where the first half of the year it was like, yeah, this guy's whatever. And then that second half is when he made that rookie of the year push, where people were like, oh no, this guy's definitely, even though he was older than everyone, but still, this guy's definitely like rookie of the year caliber.
Yeah, and even, I don't know what, I guess it's a testament to him. I was like, I don't know if this is how to best utilize him, and he's still fitting in. He's just a really good player. Like,
he is.
Like you said, for the second straight year, he like took a turn for the better after the All-Star break. Is having a, I feel like, a hell of a playoff series. I want to look now to make sure his numbers aren't Yeah, like they're fine.
I feel like when they lost, he was like not even getting shots, and I don't know if that's his fault or just the Sixers. Again, they played very poorly, so I'm not going to just start pinning it on him.
Right.
But when they won and when they almost won Game 5, like, he was a monster.
Oh yeah, last two games, yeah, 27 and 25. I think to Brett Brown's credit, I do think there was a thing. Yeah, more Sark, more McConnell. I think my best player should play.
They just realized, like, oh, we're way bigger than these guys. Why are we trying to be as athletic as them? We're just much bigger. Like, let's try that. And it worked. Wow. Yeah, who could have seen that coming?
Again, Brett, he's like, he needs work too, right? And that's fine. Like, this was his first real run, first run in the playoffs as the head coach. Like, that's fine too. It was just, Stevens was like, oh boy. It's like me. It's me playing horse against my nephew. Like, it's fine. Like, he'll grow just like the players will. But I don't know. The Simmons jumper thing, I think it's going to ultimately matter.
You know what blows my mind? Have you ever seen someone on a fast break dunk intentionally dunk with their offhand? Because I haven't.
The only one I think is John Wall, who literally can't dunk with, I think, his right hand.
John Wall's an interesting cat unto himself, but every time I see Simmons dunk with one hand, it's his right fucking hand. And okay.
He could be going to like the left side of the basket. He's like twisting his arm around like an owl's head to dunk.
Every crazy like sky hook he hit, every crazy like runner in the lane he hit, he took all of them with his right hand. I don't know what it's going to fucking take to get this guy to realize, like, oh, I don't have to completely overhaul my shooting form. I just need to shoot with my correct fucking hand. Whenever he figures that out or someone yells it into his fucking stupid head, he's going to be terrifying. Up until that point, I'm not really too worried about Ben Simmons.
Philly's got, like, the worst shooting coach in the world. Like, first Fultz, now Simmons. Like, their shooting coach is just like, you're probably going to miss this one. I don't know. I think your arm's a little too straight. Maybe flap your off arm a little bit. I want it away from your body.
I
want the ball directly in front of your eyesight.
It's wild to watch. It truly doesn't make any fucking sense. And like Jage, I'll just never understand it. Like, dude, you're clearly a righty. Like, what is the point? You've made it to the NBA. Now's not the time to. You're not proving anything right now.
Yeah, he just did it in high school to flex. Like, well, I'm gonna whoop y'all's ass like with my offhand. Like, no, all right, it's time to care now, please.
Right, and I know we've talked about it in the past. Like, the only other person we can think of in recent history who's done this is Tristan Thompson. I don't think that should weigh into his decisions, because clearly he's shooting with the wrong hand.
Yeah, something's got to shake, because right now he feels like he's like Sam Bradford. It's like Sam Bradford completes 70% of his passes, but the defense just ultimately knows he's not going downfield.
Right.
And when the game matters, they just know they can just avoid a certain part of the field, and you're not going to do anything about it. And until, like, he's got to get some kind of in-between, because the way Boston defend him, like, in fast break, people would just, like, stop at the free throw line, just spread their arms, and he's like, I don't know what to do, guys. Like, he's like, I can't see over Aaron Baines. I'm 2 feet taller than him. I have no idea what to do. Timeout.
There's also, like, even if he wants to stick with this I'm a lefty nonsense.
This ruse.
Yeah, it's a terrible plan. Even when he takes like mid-range jump shots, he fades away on all of them. And not even like a slight fadeaway, like a drastic, like he tilts his body back at like a 45-degree angle.
Eric Snow is like Philly's shooting coach. But yeah, that's what I do. Yeah, I want you guys fading away at all times.
Like, the most like teenagers shoot fadeaways. The reason coaches don't want them to do that is because it's that Patrick Ewing like 6 second video. Like, do you practice that shot? No. Why did you fucking take it then? Like, right. When you take a fadeaway, you still need your balance. Like, if you were taking a normal jump shot, and yeah, Ben Simmons, cool. Yeah, it also is more of a fact. Like, Ben Simmons is just like rocketing himself away from the hoop as opposed to just like going straight up and leaning back to avoid cut. Like, Dirk's perfectly balanced when he takes his one step fadeaway. Durant, perfectly balanced. Fucking Ben Simmons is me on a tall building when he tries to take these fadeaways.
The big man on the fifth floor.
Just woozy.
I feel like even then, he either has to, like, if he really just doesn't want to commit to a jumper, just hit free throws. Like Giannis. Like, that's what Giannis is like. If I'm not going to shoot, if you're going to give me that much space, I'm going to charge at you, and I'll just go to the line 10 times. Because that's the thing. And he shot better in the play. He shot 70% from the line, which was up from 56 than Simmons did regular season.
Simmons, yeah.
But even then, like, 71, I don't think is enough to, like, make a team pay. Especially, like,
no,
and six attempts a game at 71%, that's not enough to make a team pay. But if he turns it to a plus free throw shooter and he can get there anytime he wants, yeah, maybe you don't need the jumper.
I think the problem with Giannis when he tries to take jumpers, though, is when he's in the motion of the game, he's too strong and too fast. Because when he was taking set threes against the Celtics, he was hitting them at an alarming rate. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels like when he's left still, open, you can see him running through the mechanics.
Right, like he's
not
on
muscle memory
balanced.
Yet.
Yeah, he's balanced. He's not like he'll. I don't think Giannis will ever hit like that Durant three to win the finals last year, like running up the left side of the
right.
court, stuck on a dime, pulling it. That will never be Giannis. He's too strong for that. He's like his muscles are. He's just too fast inside of his own body.
I don't even think it's that. He's just not Kevin Durant like that. It's fine. I'm not either. It's fine. Well,
correct. I mean, that's also part of it, but there are other players who can do that, is what I'm getting at.
Right.
But when he's standing at the free throw line, like, he's not, like, running or jumping. That would be a crazy way to take free throws. He's perfectly still. And that's why I think Giannis can develop that set shot, whereas even when Giannis takes those, like, 15-foot, like, step backs from inside the key, like, he stops himself before he shoots. That's why he's successful at those. Simmons doesn't know how to do any of that. So even when he's standing perfectly still, he's still shooting with the wrong fucking hand. Like, there's nothing he can do where it's going to matter.
Well, even then, it's just a thing where at a certain point, they just know you're not a threat. You're just not a threat.
No, he's not.
It's like outside of... Unless you're charging for me at 15 feet. And again, they just do the spread the arms thing like Baines is doing. Simmons just stops in his tracks.
How many years of Ben Simmons not being able to shoot and Juice progressing would you start to think the Celtics won that draft? Because obviously right now it's still Simmons, but at some point it might not be.
Is it? I don't know. Juice has 2 seasons to 1. He's made 2 conference finals to Ben Simmons 0. I would still have Ingram in there. Like, I honestly have no idea. If you told me, like, 10 years from now, it shakes out any way, 1, 2, 3, I'd like, I could see that.
See, even that, though, is crazy, because if you had said that the day after the draft last year, people would have been like, oh, well, I'm never listening to this show again. These guys don't know what they're talking about.
Oh, well, it's like all three of those guys sucked? Wow. I can't believe Simmons, Ingram, and Juice busted. But, yeah, if, like, in 10 years, like, Simmons figured it out, I can see that. If you're like, Juice has just been the best two-way player in the league for a decade, I can see that. If Ingram just gets like 225 and just starts scoring 30 a game, like, I could see all of that.
Yeah.
And it might all happen. That's the beauty of it. All three might happen.
I would take that.
Same.
I'd be perfectly okay with that.
I would, yeah. Juice just 20 a game, 40% three-point shooter, and first-team all-defense for the next 15 years.
Oh, it would make me sick.
I'd hate to see it. I hate to see that boy racking up them awards.
I love every game now that I just get to tweet out Gucci flexing wearing his jersey.
His Juice prom gown. I think down to his ankles like a wedding dress.
Did you see those pictures of Lupita in like all of her dresses like flowing yeah. in the wind, all sorts. That was Gucci in yeah. Jalen's jersey.
No, yeah. Just wait for the he does for the finals. And he shows up in the what was it? NBA Against the World jersey. The rarest of the rare Juice jersey.
Ah, I forgot about those.
Oh,
fuck
yeah.
The baby blue Laker ones.
Oh, yeah.
I want one of those so bad.
Talk to Gucci.
Yeah, Gucci has it. He's
Gucci's
definitely
flow, yeah.
Oh, man. I fucking love Juice. Juice is the best.
I don't know, man. That's like, again, Tatum deserves all the credit he's getting and more. Been amazing. He's going to be amazing. But, yeah, it's just like, man, the Celtics have that, have one good, precisely one good wing prospect that is young. Jason Tatum.
I see it a lot and it infuriates me, but I also don't know if, like, Juice reads. He's just not reading what people say about basketball.
No, he's reading, like, nuclear physics daily. Like, they're not even giving him, like, they're not even, like, Scottie Pippen. They just don't mention him. Like, that's what I'm saying. Right. It's not even like they're like, oh, yes, it's this guy and his sidekick. No, it's just Jason Tatum. He's the only young prospect Celtics have on the wing. Hmm.
It's going to be a real shame when he toys in finals MVP early next month.
Guy just hits the ceiling early like Kawhi Leonard. You hate to see that. Guy, again, wins the finals MVP too soon. Bad for his development. Yeah,
that would be, man, disgraceful.
Well, yeah, he just maybe just becomes the whoever guards Kevin Durant best award.
Yeah, I mean, he'd fucking have to. That would be tough. Right now, it's we threw like 9 guys at LeBron. That's easy compared to what we would have to have. Like, no doubt. If you leave Durant for a second, we lose this game. Don't do it.
I think I'll just put Marcus Smart on Durant. Not even kidding.
Yeah, those are the guys who frustrate Durant the most.
Yeah, like it was I think it was
Chris Paul, Tony Allen.
But it was David Thorpe. I don't know if he's like NBA Twitter. He said it well. He was like, you're not going to pressure Durant's shot ever. No one like in the right world can pressure his shot, but you can pressure his dribble. And that, again, like the Chris Paul, Tony Allen, those low guys. And I'm just like, yo, Marcus Smart, just go do stuff. Rozier, like, go do stuff. Like, just make him.
If I remember correctly, I think Juice did swat Durant this year on like a jumper.
Yeah, because he had the crazy. That was after his friend passed away, right? That was against Golden State, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he swatted him early, and I was like, oh, we're winning this one.
Yeah, he was in the zone.
It was that same look he had fucking today. When he's just staring and not showing any emotion, like that guy might be top 5, like right now, not in the future. Like Juice in that mind space, wherever he goes, that guy's top 5.
I just wish, I don't know. Like, it makes me mad because I feel like a year ago, everybody was talking about duos. It was like, do you want Towns and Wiggins versus Simmons and Embiid? It was like they were throwing Giannis and Parker in there, but now it's like, you want Jason Tatum twice?
Tatum and Larkin?
Tatum and Yabu. Easily their two best prospects.
They're burliest, for certain.
The thickest boys.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good time to be a Celtics fan, or just a fan of basketball, because there are, again, many good players.
Lucky for me, I'm both.
You always luck out in these, it's true.
Man, oh man.
What do you think it would take to get Towns?
Ooh, for Boston?
Yeah.
Oh boy, I'm needing one of Tatum or Brown.
It's Tibbs. It's Tibbs we're dealing with. So
I thought you were saying if I was running the show in Minnesota.
No. Oh, okay. Like in real world.
Smart.
Shemmy. Like that might be it.
Semi. if you guys can get Zizek back somehow and then flip him to us. I need another big. And we'll give you Justin Patton.
As well? Yeah.
Yeah, like. We'll throw you back Justin Patton. He just comes and turns into 12 and 12 automatic in Boston.
I think it's worth looking into. I don't know.
Honestly, you guys could probably get Wiggins. Would you even want that? Like, okay, like I see, like just Wiggins plus the Brad magic. Would you want to roll those dice?
It would really have to be for free. I'm not giving up anything of value in that deal.
Nader, man, straight up.
That would be close.
Greg Monroe, man, he's not even. Greg Monroe's like, I'm not even resigning here. Just trade me. You're like, I don't know. He could be bluffing.
Yeah, he's a free agent. You literally can't even sign him.
You'd hate to see Quinn Snyder get his hands on him.
Yeah, no. If they want to give us Wiggins for like, they might have to pay some salary too. Like,
like baseball. You just
Yeah, I'm certainly like I'm certain. Why would I like who would like? Yeah, Nader. I think Nader is the fairest of trades.
It's just straight up. I think it works in the trade machine.
It would work. It would. So the Celtics are like a minus 20. It's like what? How did that happen? Yeah, I would love to see what Brad could get out of him, and just like Terry threatening him. I think that would be interesting. But yeah, definitely not any of like our top 10 would I offer.
One guy I really think would be great with you, and I guess it could be feasible, is Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
Like if you just, I think you basically have to punt on Smart, be like, okay, like whatever he was going to get, we're going to get
I'm already
that.
Out.
And yeah, you wouldn't trade Smart for Gordon? If it was on the same exact money?
It's not even the money there. It's like, I know what Marcus Smart is going to do. Aaron Gordon, his ceiling's for sure much higher.
His floor is higher. You're a crazy person.
We were just talking about covering Kevin Durant with Marcus Smart. Like,
I didn't say he was going to do it. I think Aaron Gordon could probably do that too someday. When Durant's 39 and Aaron Gordon's 26, I think he'll be able to.
Yeah. It's, I do like Aaron Gordon. I wanted him coming out of that draft. It's just one of those things, like, if not everyone who's come through Boston, actually, I don't know if that's true. I was going to say not everyone who's come here under Stevens has done well. I don't know if that's true. They might have all done well.
Yeah, yeah. They're selling BS short. Most famous BS out of Boston since, I don't know.
Bob Stoops.
Gotta be.
Well, like, where is he playing in this? Like, he would have to be a bench player still, because...
Gordon? Nah, he would take the Baines role.
Yeah, but where our starting lineup this year didn't have Baines in it on opening night.
Well, your mic is going in and out again.
I was saying, is it better now?
Yeah. Okay, who started? Was it... Did Morris? No, Morris was hurt opening night, wasn't he?
I think he was suspended and hurt, but... it was Kyrie, Juice, Tatum, Hayward, and Horford.
Oh, yeah. Who immediately came in? Smart.
I would have... No, I think he was hurt, too.
Was he? Damn. If y'all get a decent training system, y'all might be the warrior shit. Y'all get those people Steph had to, like, run and jump again, then the Celtics stopped getting hurt? Yeah, you guys just whittle off 75 wins.
Yeah, I think Smart fucked his hand up in preseason because he was shooting really well. That sounds right.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was I was sold. I was like, hey, this guy figured it out. He didn't. I don't remember who immediately came in.
I guess I'll just... Again, knowing y'all's training staff, I'd still want a spare. I'd want a super six man. I want a super, like, eighth man.
Right now, it's... Like, right now, if everyone just comes back, yeah, our sixth and seventh men are Terry and Smart.
Yeah, I already said, yeah, the vision for y'all, I would go ahead and acquire the other Morris twin.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And just wait for the Kings pick and just run it back. That would be my summer.
Because right now our bench is Terry, Smart, Marcus Morris, Semi Ojeleye. Those are our first four off the bench.
Yeah, I would turn. Like, I would keep Simi, but I would just turn.
Gotta keep Simi.
Yeah, but I would keep that first person off the bench. I might just put in both the Morris twins just to cause a little ruckus.
I might just put those five in. Like, just put those, like, yeah, some five in, five out.
Yeah, platoons.
Yeah, cause absolute mayhem.
Everybody's black and blue, and then you set up, like, a fresh Kyrie Hayward juice. They're all pretty happy.
Yeah, I don't hate that at all.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, I'm all in. I'm very all in on that.
Wait for the Kings pick to be like RJ Barrett or something. Like, you add Cam Reddish as your ninth man next year.
I was thinking about it yesterday, and this will be the last thing we talk about the Celtics. If anyone's still listening at this point, I assume they're Celtics fans. Let's say the Lakers pick conveys this year, like it's second or third. Is there a wrong pick? And Ainge keeps it. Is there a wrong pick it can make? I don't think there is.
Second or third?
No. Like, let's say he takes Trae Young there. Like, that would be horrifying if I'm the rest of the league.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Like, even the guys I'm, like, skittish on. Like
Bagley.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Bagley or Bamba. Those are the guys like, oh, well, Simmons is going to – or Stevens is going to figure out exactly what he does well.
Yeah, like, if Bagley had 2 years of Al Horford tutelage and then just took his starting job after that, like, the Warriors would be like, oh, Clay's like, yeah, I should have left. I should have went there.
I think Bamba would be the scary one. The physical tools, you would just give him just the Brad Stevens magic. And it'd be, yeah, just Gobert, Capella, and Hakeem's brain. I don't know. He just wrecks the league.
Like, Jaren literally Jackson Jr.
I'd really like him there.
Right. Right. That's what I mean. I don't think there's a wrong pick. Like Ainge could just have every player in the draft on the board and just throw a dart. It's like, ah. Looks like we're taking Buddy from Mississippi State who played at Kansas. I'm blanking on his name because I have Malik Newman. We're taking Malik Newman third. Like, all right, sure, why not?
Yeah, use some shooting off the bench. Okay. I do think it would be good if a number two seed could add a top three pick. I agree.
The year after a number one seed added a top three pick.
Who would you want? Yeah, it's like say y'all got three, Ayton, Doncic were the first two. Who would you want? Porter,
closer,
like, would you want to roll those dice?
That would be interesting, but he's less athletic than I am right now, so I don't know about
that. That's what I'm saying, man. I got a bad back, too, and I ain't touching the rim like I used to, neither.
The closer we're getting to the draft, the more I'm buying Marvin Bagley stock, because it's just my old adage of when the whole league is talking about a guy 2 years before he's drafted. I don't remember the last time that guy wasn't at least very serviceable. And if Marvin Bagley, like all of the shortcomings you point out, of which are valid, if he's, our ninth man for a year or two and also learning from Brad Stevens and Al Horford and all of these guys.
I'd much rather him go back to college and dominate against a 6'5" power forward.
So, yeah, that would be – like, imagine if he's just subbing in the second quarter next year. Like, that's when he's learning.
Alongside Morris and Rozier.
Yeah. Like, you'd hate to see that.
Yeah. Who would be – I guess, again, there's no lose, but what's one where you like, we went with him? Were everybody available? Would it be Porter?
No, it's probably Trae Young just because – we don't, like, need guards, but it would just be hysterical to just sub him in and have him jack threes for, like, 5 minutes at a time.
We just swap out Kyrie and just put in Trae Young. Like, oh, yeah, we still have to guard out to 35 feet. Awesome.
But that would be the one, especially with, like, Bagley on the board and Jaren Jackson Jr. on the board and even Bamba. I think Bamba would be the most interesting just because of what you just put his ceiling at, which is probably exactly what it is if it were on the Celtics. And, like, just having – did you see that picture of him standing next to Kevin Garnett from the other day?
Yeah, him kneeling down to take a picture with Kevin Garnett.
Yeah. So it's like he already looks like his frame's going to be able to put on a decent amount of weight.
He looks bigger to me now than he did during the season. Like,
that's what I mean.
Yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, like he's – that guy's been hitting the weights.
So him, if he can just – if his floor, like he just can't figure it out, but his floor is like a rim runner who catches lobs, which is a thing the Celtics just have never had despite the rest of like the top teams in the league seeming to have it.
True.
If they could add that and like a true – Al Horford's a tremendous defender, and he seems to be getting above the rim more this year than last year or really any year.
I think he was saving it for the playoffs, man. Horford's got like another – he just had a 40-inch vertical this whole time.
But if we had like a true rim defender like Bamba projects to be, I think that would be — the rest of the league would just be like, what the fuck, man? And he's not like — I think he has potential to be like a 3-3 per game type shooter and hit it at a decent clip. Like, that I think that would be the most annoying for the rest of the league.
The thing that worries me about — I think it was the Ringer — I know it was the Ring, I can't remember which writer did like a whole thing chronicling like his summer workouts or his workouts now. And he's just doing, like, it's a lot of, like, is he going to think he's Kevin Garnett? That's what will worry me. Now, again, if he goes to Boston, I think they would have him doing, like, the things, like, okay, like, you have to earn those things. Like, everybody wants to do those off the bat. But, yeah, no, hit the boards, box out, and yeah, we'll run some action 18 feet from you. But man, if he ends up in Orlando where he just gets to think he's Kevin Garnett, it could get ugly.
I don't disagree. I think that could happen with any prospect who ends up in Orlando.
Same.
But yeah, I just picture him like, the Celtics already have the best perimeter. Like Tatum was an objectively horrible defender at Duke. Like that's not
like average at like at absolute best. If you want to say like he had flashes,
right?
Of competence. So him,
and he's like today there was Kevin Love got switched onto him, or he got switched onto Kevin Love in the post, and he did it against Giannis too. The fight he had just to be like, no, you're not open. I don't care that you're like a 10-year vet. Like you're not open. I'm going to make sure of that. And LeBron was like, no, I can't get you the ball, Kevin Love. I'm going to settle for this shitty three and miss. Like that kind of stuff, I don't think that happens if Tatum is a Nick or if Tatum is a Sun.
I agree. Man, I hate to see Ayton go to – it's pretty much a – like, I'm looking at the lottery right now. You're either going to, like, a really terrible situation, like Phoenix, Memphis, or you might get dropped in, like – like, I don't – Atlanta's bad, but I don't think that's a horrible situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think Atlanta has, like, a track record of not developing talent or – they're not Orlando. They're not Memphis. But you might also – like, you might go to Cleveland. You might go to Philadelphia. You might go to Boston. Or you might go to Charlotte. Yuck.
I don't know if Cleveland's a good situation.
I think it depends which way. If Gilbert's looking to sell the team, I'm looking to buy. I could have the Cavs rolling.
I don't disagree with that.
Like Sacramento. Or even then, you might be like traded to a situation where you can bloom. Like they traded for Paul George or whatever, you know, some established player.
True.
You might get out of going to Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacramento's always the worst.
Yeah. Like, is Chicago, what's Chicago? Is Chicago a bad spot? Like, good, bad, or neutral?
I think it's bad because of their ownership and everything Big Cat and every other Bulls fan tells me.
Mm.
I don't hate Hoiberg like everyone else, but I also, like, Chicago could just fire him at a given moment. So I'll lean bad because of shaky ownership, but I don't think it's as bad as it can be.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like they're bad until I look at like the Kings or the Knicks. I'm like those are bad. They're not that. They have like this mock I'm looking at hasn't projected to get the sixth pick. There's gonna be some really good players at six. I hate to spoil anything for you draft Knicks. But
that's just what you do. You spoil things.
Yeah.
For draft Knicks.
I just think I'm looking at has Bamba at eight. If he lasts till eight, that seems outrageous for the potential he has and what the NBA likes.
Yeah, he has the longest arms in recorded history, doesn't he?
I think so, yeah, and can also jump like 40 inches in the air. Like, it's not fair. I mean, but Ayton can too. These guys are ridiculous.
I saw someone saying something the other day where it was like, is it disingenuous to keep ranking big men at the top of draft boards when the league's going away from that? And I don't think that's necessarily fair. Like, yeah, you shouldn't be ranking Jahlil Okafor types towards the top of drafts anymore. We're clearly away from that.
Mm.
But if Bamba's going to be a Gobert, like, yeah, I think most good teams, like, Utah is very good because of Gobert. Like, right. They're not on that next level yet, but it's not his fault. Why?
Right. If they get there, it's because of him. Like, that's how good, that's the impact he has.
Right, and it's like Capella's been hugely important to Houston. And Draymond's obviously not a center, but he defends the rim like a traditional center would. So it's like, just because he's short, we're not going to call him a big. It's not like he shoots like a big, and when I say big, I mean Embiid, poorly.
Oh, boy. Just unnecessary.
But, yeah, like Ayton's not fucking Okafor. Neither is Bamba. Like, these are very different.
Neither is Jackson. Like, I don't think the only
correct. Yeah,
Bagley might be, but again,
Bagley might be.
He might not.
But I like his shot more than you do as well.
Yeah. I don't. Again, it's just so like, duh, but it's just so situational. Like, my guy, like, if he ends up in Dallas, I have no idea what to make of Marvin Bagley. Like, maybe he maybe Dirk takes him under his wing, or maybe he just stinks. I don't know. Dallas doesn't give me much, like, faith.
I don't disagree with that. I do. I still wonder about Carlisle. Like, if he should be that guy to be like, yeah, I'm going to go to Toronto, or I'm going to go just elsewhere.
I feel like it's probably on him, right? Like, for the last couple of years, they haven't. When's the last time they made the playoffs? Three seasons ago?
I was questioning Carlisle when the whole Rondo thing went down.
No, boy, Bloom's been off that rose? Wow.
Well, because Rondo had such a thirst to just not play for Doc Rivers anymore that it was weird that Carlisle, an objectively good coach, just seemed to ostracize him more than try and fit him in. And we've seen him with Gentry now and with Hoiberg last year. Like, him and Hoiberg didn't get along, but they sat down, they talked it out, and the Bulls were much better after that because of that. Like, I think Carlisle was just like, no, I'm smarter than you, you listen to me, which is exactly what Doc tried to do with Rondo, and it did not work.
It sure didn't.
No. So I do wonder, and I don't think Carlisle's a bad coach by any stretch, but I do wonder if, like, shit, Joe Torre got fired, had to leave the Yankees too. Like, Bill Belichick's not going to coach the Patriots forever. Like, good coaches have to move on eventually.
Yeah, like, I feel like I would hope it's on him. I hope he's, like, if he, like, yeah, I got a couple more good years. They're not here. Like, you guys are clearly rebuilding. That's fine too, but let me try to get one more ring before I call it quits. And again, maybe Cuban's just like, no. You signed a contract, you're going to be here till 2026.
You know what I've got coming till 2026? Huh? New razors every goddamn month, Withers.
Tell me more.
Well, I will in a second. I had to respond to a text. Okay. Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to get ready in the bathroom. More than just razors.
What else could I possibly need?
Dollar Shave Club. Yes, that Dollar Shave Club delivers everything you need to look, feel, and smell your best. You name it. Shampoo, conditioner, body wash, toothpaste, hair gel, even a wipe that'll leave your tush feeling tingly clean.
I'm a big like tingly fan. Unclean?
Well, you need a doctor for that.
That's that mud butt.
I'm a big fan of their Amber and Lavender Calming Body Cleanser. Never smelled anything like it. Good luck finding a product that great at the store, nerd.
Couldn't be me.
No, sure couldn't. All of Dollar Shave Club's products are made with top shelf ingredients that won't break your budget. You'll feel the difference. Plus, shipping is free with your membership.
I like membership capitalized. It makes me feel like it's inclusive.
Yeah, it's like those members-only jackets from the 80s. Like, yeah. Member of what? Anything.
Yeah, if you have to ask, you'll never know.
Correct. And here's a great way to try a bunch of Dollar Shave Club's products. For just $5, you can get their Daily Essentials starter set. It comes with body cleanser, One Wipe Charlie's, their amazing butt wipes, which I believe are One Wipe Charlie's. I don't know why there was a comma there. Their world-famous shave
bar. Describing the Charlie, yeah.
I don't think you can do that once you've already set up a series of commas, though. I think you need a dash for that.
All right. Fucking Henry David Thoreau.
I lived in Thoreau my freshman year. That was the name of my building.
I bet it was. It was on top of his grave in Boston.
Everyone who's dead is buried in Boston.
Of course. I've seen it.
And they've got statues, too.
I was there.
Keep the blades coming for a few more bucks a month and add in shampoo, toothpaste, anything else you need. Speaking of your next month, for a limited time only, use code TAPE at checkout to get $5 off your second month of the club. That's code TAPE at dollarshaveclub.com to save $5 on your second month. So it's $5 first month, and then they're knocking $5 off the second. I don't know how this company makes any money. They just seem to give it away.
Maybe they don't. This is just Bezos just passion project, just giving away quality razors and bathroom gear. Like, sir, we haven't turned a profit in several quarters. I don't care.
My portfolio keeps going up. I don't know what's wrong with you guys.
Yeah, couldn't be me.
couldn't find this ad at first. Oh, I just opened the BetDSI, the Dollar Shave Club one again, but we're at BetDSI.
Yes.
BetDSI.com, that is. They've been in business for over 20 years, and they only pay winners.
Good.
They're A-plus rated on sportsbook review sites. You can use your sports knowledge to make some extra cash, unless you're really stupid, at which point you'll probably be losing cash.
Somebody call my name? What'd you say?
They have an easy-to-use mobile playing interface. Play, win, and get paid. BetDSI offers odds on everything football, which is the sport that's happening now, including live betting and props as games are in action.
Yeah, I do like live betting.
You were tweeting about the Rams' defensive line yesterday and the fact that they also have Gurley, and they're just a pretty loaded team.
Sure.
And I added in that they also added Brandon Cook's lifeless corpse.
Oh, boy.
And someone tweeted, like, there goes Coley getting mad about talking about a different team. I was like, I like the Rams. I'm very high on them. What are you talking?
Typical McMahon. Running his mouth. Won't shut up if we're not talking about his Patriots. You disgust me.
Yeah, I mean, I'd prefer to talk about Sony Michel, but we don't have to at this given moment.
Thank heavens.
BetDSI offers odds on pretty much everything else, too, including all the major sports, politics, reality TV, pretty much everything. Right now, use promo code TAPE25 and get a $25 free wager just for registering. If you decide to deposit, you will get a 200% bonus match on your money. I play there myself and recommend BetDSI if you want to add a little excitement to the games you're watching. Cavs are probably still favored for this series. If you want some free money, hammer the Celtics because the Cavs stink.
Game 2 is with Cavs by 11.5.
Yeah, I think Philly was favored in all 5 games last series.
They certainly were. I set the lines for every single game.
Well, Celtics aren't going to win again. There's no possible way.
4 times out of 5, I'd like to see that happen. Sixers by 9.5. They're just shaking me upside down. my pockets just change, mad change falling out of my pocket.
Well, that was the thing. Anytime Vegas is off, you hear like all these articles come out like, Vegas took a bath on the Super Bowl. Like they were just like the public and sharp money was all on one side. Vegas just never saw it coming. I didn't see a single one of those stories. So Vegas kept setting the odds for Philly. People kept just hammering Philly. Like, what happened?
It didn't work. That's what happened.
It worked for Vegas.
Take it from my daughter's in public school now, thanks to the Sixers.
Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code TAPE25, get a free $25 wager on the house, and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's TAPE25 to get your free wager. Start winning today. We also have our close personal friends, the Barstool Sports Store. Go to store.barstoolsports.com, use promo code TAPE for 15% off. We're talking the premium line, quilted hoodies, bomber jackets, Henley t-shirts that are perfect for the summer, and also, as we said at the top of the show, the Scary Terry line. We got a new King James one out now. Okay. He's wearing his crown. He's disregarding his jersey, just throwing it into the wind. I wanted to write King of Ohio on it. Don't think enough people realize Terry is also from Ohio, so that wouldn't have helped.
Yeah, no. Is the Henley t-shirts, they're named after the guy on the Red Sox?
Henley Ramirez? Yeah, definitely.
Ah. Wow. I never connected
those
dots.
He's a stylish fella.
So I've seen.
Yeah, Scary Terry, other mixtape gear. We do have some Fire Season 2 merch coming out at the top of the summer, probably right after the season ends, but that'll get to you by your July 4th barbecues and whatnot, but that's in the future. Spend your hard-earned cash on some Scary Terry merch right now. Did you see the video of Terry on the bench after he hit that layup and his grandmother, someone, just waving the shirt proudly in his face?
Yeah, and he was just like, I agree. Yes, that's me.
It sure is. We also
concurred.
We also have Saturdays for the boys, pool floats, and much, much more. That's store.barstoolsports.com.
It didn't say much, much more. All right.
You're right.
Chase told us to keep floats, it cute, so.
The pool floats are, I didn't see the vision until last summer. The pool floats are a big time flex for the gram. If you've got you a good pool float, you get someone else to take that picture, it's an easy plus 100% likes. So if you average 75, you're getting an additional 75 just off the strength of the pool float.
Wow. I got to start getting in the Instagram game and the pool game and the pool float game. Wow.
Yeah. You get two out of those three, you're going to be cooking.
Man, oh man. I'll start with the pool floats there. I'll work my way up.
I agree, because they could always be beds, too, if push came to shove.
Correct.
That's store.barstoolsports.com, promo code TAPP.
Wait, what the hell? Push and shove are the same thing.
I think a push is more cavalier. A shove has, like, umph
in it, no
matter
what. Okay, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess you can push somebody unintentionally. Yeah, okay. But a shove is intent. Got you. It's like
manslaughter. Well, I was thinking about it. Like, there's no push equivalent if you're using your foot. Like, they would just call everything a kick, and I don't think that's fair. Like, if you're just, like, brushing something aside with your foot, like, that would technically be registered as a kick. But I think a kick would be the shove in this scenario where there's, like clear intent.
Intent, got you. Yeah, so...
Yeah.
So, like, non-clear... Or so non-intentional foot contact needs a word.
Yeah. Because, like, if you push, like, if you say someone's pushing through a crowd, like, they're not just, like, mauling people.
Right,
or, like,
yeah,
there's a trail of bodies, like, in their wake.
Right. It was like, oh, she shoved her way to the front of the line. She, like, that was like the Nelson Muntz running out of his way on the football field. He shoved his way to the end zone.
Right, yeah. Shoving is far more severe than just pushing. Now, Push does have a little bit of give to it. Like, you could push someone down, but usually that person's just, like, a weak little bitch.
Yeah, fair. Okay, answer my own question. Carry on.
Are you a Cardi guy? Playboy Cardi.
I haven't listened to the new one yet, but I will, because I like the first one.
Okay.
Is it good?
I wasn't sure. If you like Cardi, I think you're going to like this.
Yeah, I've heard good things, so I may listen to it. Nah, it's bedtime. Nah, maybe tomorrow.
Yeah. It, I tried to get Trent on it. He wasn't a fan of, like, he had never heard of him somehow, despite it being the biggest single in the world last summer.
Wow.
So I was like, who the hell is
Millie?
I was like, do you like Lil Uzi? He was like, no, I can't stand his voice. I was like, oh, you definitely shouldn't even,
oh,
don't
yeah,
even
nah,
listen to this.
Nah, yeah, don't even bother. It's, yeah.
And he listened to my initial advice to listen to it, even though I told him he wasn't going to like it. And he just texted me later in the day with just two thumbs down emojis. So I was like, yeah, I told you, you weren't going to like it. What do you?
It turns out this stinks, Coley.
But one thing he did on this album that I enjoyed thoroughly, I guess people complained after his last album. They were like, oh, you mumble too much, plus you have the accent, so it's like hard to hear.
Mm.
And I guess on his last one, he was like really trying to enunciate, so he was like, oh, if you thought I was mumbling and had a thick accent before, just wait. Because his voice, it almost sounds like a different person. Like,
wait, so he's enunciating even more, or he gave up trying to enunciate?
I'm saying he gave up.
Oh, good.
Correct.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, the track with Uzi, and I guess they have a collab tape coming out next month, which is big news for me. I don't know I'm sure other people care. They're all probably 19.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. My nephew, you and my nephew are just hype.
But the track they have on this album is my favorite. Honestly, the first, like, 9-10 tracks are all heat.
I can see that, yeah. I think it's probably next in the queue. I think I've listened to everything else I was going to listen to.
Yeah, he's got a track with Thug on here. known liar, Young Thug, just sure. keeps putting out music.
Hey, that's sex, man. Don't talk about sex like that.
You're right. My apologies. Nudie's on here.
Ooh.
Gunna's on here. Chief Keef's on here.
Nudie, you say?
I do, yeah. Track entitled R.I.P. Fredo.
I did see that. I was like, oh, boy. You talk about yep. a tearjerker.
It was. Trust me. You're going to want to be seated and alone.
There. Well, I mean, yeah.
Done and done.
Yeah. Where else would I be? Are you kidding me?
Did you hear the Drake's back to his thieving ways?
Oh, no.
He got Little Baby on a track.
Oh, boy.
And just straight up, when he goes shopping for new flows, he buys all the way. He gets it all.
Yeah, he does not skimp.
No. So that was
Drake pays the luxury tax for flows.
So yeah, that's. I don't know, the song itself's fine, but it's also a Little Baby without, like, any auto-tune on his voice, which is something I'd never heard in any of, like, his tapes. So that was a weird adjustment.
This is a Lucy track, or something? Where is this song?
It was one of those ones, like, they played it on OVO Sound, so it's edited. Which I don't understand. Like, it's Apple Music. Like, nothing should be edited on there.
Could be kids, man. I don't know.
So, fuck them. I don't care.
You can't say that. That's a bad word.
It sure is, but it's like it's called Pikachu. It's like you can find the edited version on the web right now. It's heat. It was just Drake up to his old ways again.
I'm sure it's probably like you said, heat. I'll check for that too.
I'm trying to see what else. Have you listened to This Is America? I know we haven't talked about it.
Yes. It was just the one song, right?
I saw people saying he debuted two during SNL, but I don't watch SNL because it's not 1984.
Wow.
But
you're being all types of hurtful today.
Yeah, I guess. Is it different than other days?
You're a little sassy pants today. Victory's got you on cloud 10.
And I'm going to Boston in the morning. I have to be ready to go home. Like, I can't be nice like I am in New York when I'm back in Boston. It's just a meaner town.
Yeah, you just get beat up. I said thank you for a guy that held open the door and they all jumped me.
But I haven't. Point of the story is, if he did debut a different song on SNL, I haven't heard it anywhere. It's not on iTunes or anything. I would have listened to it. So it's just This Is America. But what did you think?
I thought it was fine. I thought the ad-libs were the best part. I wish there was no video so we could talk about the ad libs, but because there's a video, people are just gonna talk about the video.
Yep, you're not wrong. The people breaking down the video too much, to me it seemed like a pretty straightforward video. But the people breaking it down too much, and then the people getting mad at the people who are just making memes out of the video, all those people just shut up.
That's why I was like, man, oh, man. I was like, even watching the first time, I was like, I know where this is going.
But, yeah, it was something you talked about when Thug did the ad-libs for 21 on Whole Lot. You were like, yeah, I wish people would do this more often.
Hit of the game and, again.
And it was the same engineer who did Whole Lot, Alex Toumet, who suggested that idea to Gambino for this track.
I'm glad he did. It was a good idea.
Yeah. I honestly, stuff like that, it is a good idea, but it also somewhat upsets me because I'm like, man, this should just be like a 7-minute track with all these guys doing ad-libs, also getting a verse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's probably, they'll drop it on the B-side. Just all the so. All just 18 minutes of all the uncut ad libs.
Who had your favorite ad libs?
Block Boy. I'm on a Block Boy kick right now. I thought he shined again. Him just like stretching out the word into like four syllables. It's incredible.
What, I didn't know Block Boy and Dolph had beef.
Oh, yeah. I didn't either. I just Googled their names, and something came up. Apparently, in the past, Block Boy was arrested for actually shooting at Dolph. I don't know how true that
is.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, so it seems legit.
If you had to pick between Dolph and Block Boy, you wouldn't pick Block Boy.
Oh, you motherfucker. Don't you dare. Don't you dare. ask me between my ears and my eyes is what you're doing.
You got to pick. Yeah, you simply have to.
Oh, God. I think I'd have to go Dolph. He's giving me too much.
Okay, that's... Oof, you got me nervous for a second.
Hey, man, that Block Boy is really... Have you listened to that yet?
I keep listening to the first two tracks, and then I just want to jump to something else. So I will... I'm going to be on a lot of trains these next few days. I'm going to force myself to listen to it. I'll report back.
Please do. Who was your favorite ad lib?
Thug. It's always Thug.
Fair.
Yeah, although I do... I did really appreciate 21's output on there.
Oh, yeah. He, like, I saw they dropped the list. I was like, I don't want to read it. I want to have him, like, I feel like somebody else jumps out at me every time. Like, I didn't catch Slim Jimmy until, like, the last time I'd heard it.
Ooh. I don't know if I've caught him.
Oh, yeah. Jimmy throws a couple of yes in there.
Oh, wait, he's early, isn't he?
I think so. Quavo's in there.
Okay.
Do you have
the list still? Because I tried to find it. I couldn't.
Let me see. It's probably like 19 people. It's probably 100 people.
Apple Music keeps updating it every time you play it to right. A new ad lib appears.
I'm trying to find a video that just won't yell at me when I start reading it. Here we go. Young Thug, 21 Savage, Quavo, Slim Jimmy, and Block Boy.
All right, that's not as much. I thought Chance was on there too. Obviously he isn't.
Let's see. Like I said, some fans were convinced they could hear the voices of Kendrick Lamar, Vic Mensa, Chance the Rapper, and even Kanye West. However, the liner notes confirmed it was, yeah, Thug, 21, Quavo, Slim Jimmy, and Block. He wanted the song to be good.
Yeah, but Gambino also put Chance on.
Yeah, now he's making fun of him. Well, you haven't watched the second season, but he's making fun of him. Oh, yeah. I'll leave it
so is
that.
Is Atlanta done? Because that's what it...
Yeah, it just finished, just last episode, just right.
No, I mean, like, permanently.
I don't know, I haven't heard anything, I figured one more year, then I'd imagine all these people are going to get into, like, movies and stuff, and it'd be hard to get them all together.
I can't remember what I was watching Thursday, I think I just took, like, a break from everything because of... how much basketball there's been, and it was like, all right, there's no game until Sunday. Let me just not do anything for a few days. So I saw people tweeting about it, and everyone seemed to be pretty convinced, like, the way the season wrapped up. And obviously I haven't seen it yet, so I can't speak in the particulars. But even people were saying, like, oh, yeah, they brought this director in. They wouldn't have done that if this, that, and the third. And I guess the final song they played during the outro was, like, a very – oh, yeah, this shit's over with type of song.
But the plot that they set up is like there's – if it ends there, it's like, okay, that just raises more questions because they set up more stuff. Like they introduced new stuff in the finale, which makes me think there's going to be a season 3, and I think that's going to be the last one.
Interesting. And I could see him – like, I could see there being no episodes, like, all of 2019, and it comes back, like, late 2020, even.
I think that's how it was. Didn't Atlanta come out 2016? I think it was 2016. No. Was it 17?
Yeah, because I had moved to New York.
No, I thought they had a year off in between.
I think it was fall 17.
Let me see.
We moved to New York in 16.
Yeah,
so, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, September 2016. Yeah, you're right. It'll probably be back 2020. And I feel like that will be it.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm going to have to watch now that it's all over. I can just watch it all in one shot.
Yeah, I wanted it to wrap up more stuff that it presented, but it was still good. I still enjoyed it.
All right, that's good. Will the Golden Gun come back?
Maybe.
I saw Bomani tweet about it, so I know it can't be.
I said maybe.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Wait, so did you watch the first episode with the gun?
I watched, I think, the first two.
Mm.
Like, episode one and... Because the Alligator Man was... That was the go. That's where they got the gun from.
Yeah, that was the first episode of the second season.
What was... Do you remember the second episode? The second episode is when they went to the record label.
It was it, yeah. That's when they introduced... That, yeah, that's when they introduced Fake Chance, Clark County.
Yeah, okay. So, yeah. Yeah, and he made the commercial.
Yeah, that shit is fire.
It's great. Like, Atlanta... Even Paperboy, like, if that were just a full song, like, that'd be a banger. That'd be one of Gambino's biggest, like, rap songs.
Oh, yeah. I was like, that's how you know.
Although that's like, also his brother.
Well, but, like, even then, it's like, that's how you know when people are, like, really good. Like, rappers are really good when they do commercials and the shit's still good. Like, you're just that right. good. And now this is like, okay, we have to make, like, some, like, catchy 2-minute song. And they just, and it's still fire. Like, they're just good. They just got it in the bag.
What do you think the best? I have my answer for this, but what do you think the best rap song commercial is in history?
The best rap song commercial?
Like, it was only made to be a commercial, but it was just that fire that people just started playing it.
I don't know. Give me some examples. I don't.
Mine is Where You At by The Game, Kanye, and Ludacris.
Who's that? Was a shoe commercial?
Boost Mobile. Boost Mobile.
Yikes.
Because they were chirping each other from across the country.
God, what a very 2000s commercial that no one would understand right now.
Listen, that song's fire. And then the only other one that comes to mind, this one wasn't a true commercial, but it was like, it was for Air Force Ones. Classic. I think it was Kanye, Nas, Rakim, and I think there was another one on there.
Mm. Yeah, like Rakim is a guy that's like, oh yeah, if he's rapping about Hennessy, it's just going to be good. That guy can just rap.
Honestly, I haven't listened to that song in a while. That song's a banger.
I'm trying to think. Dabba Ranch comes to mind.
Ooh.
That might be my answer.
I think Premier did the beat for this too.
Probably.
Oh, KRS-One's on there. I would like a KRS-One less version.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But like Kanye's great on there. Nas is really good on there. Rakim, obviously. And yeah, it's a premiere beat.
Yeah, those guys are good at music.
Confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So Golden State Houston kicks off tonight. I'm excited about that. Gonna be nervous as hell until game two's over, and either I'll be happy or more nervous than I am currently.
So game two is Tuesday?
Yeah, Tuesday.
Okay, so are these games alternating? I'd like that.
I think Warriors game two is Wednesday, and then Celtics Cavs game three Saturday.
Awesome. Okay, yeah, so there's nothing Thursday or Friday. Awesome. Yep. We're just gonna be lost in the wilderness again. Yep. I guess travel days. I guess
Saturday, Sunday are both late games too, which is I like that. Today's was 3:30. I thought that was like a strong, like Sunday afternoon Mother's Day. Like if you were with your mother, like you get some lunch, or you could like it ended early enough where you could go to dinner afterwards. Like I thought that was a great timing.
Adam Silver.
But then it looks like we get games. Oh yeah, next week if they both go 7, it's every day.
Okay, I need these both to go 7.
Eh.
I didn't pick either one of them to go 7, but I need them to just because I don't. I feel like before today, I feel like it's been 3 weeks since I've seen a basketball game.
I know it was. Honestly, I needed it because I feel like with the travel we were doing, and especially with the Celtics in it, like I felt like all right, let me get like just a couple days here to reset because it felt all very hectic.
Right. Well, it did at the time, but even then I was like, man, I wish I had some basketball to watch while I reset.
I would have loved, like, the WNBA to kick off. That's what I would
have. That's what I'm saying. Like, it didn't have to be NBA. I could have watched, like, a high school all-star game or, some WNBA, some G League finals or something.
Yeah, that would have been okay. But, yeah, Saturday, So yeah, we got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, nothing. Awesome. Saturday, game three. Sunday, game three. Monday, game four. Tuesday, game four. And then it says Cavs, Boston next Wednesday, but that'll be a sweep, so we'll probably won't get that game. then Thursday will be game five, Golden State, Houston. And then, yeah, it goes all the way through Sunday.
So the finals start when? 1st of June?
Or, I mean, if both these teams want to sweep, like, next weekend, like, I don't know.
I thought the finals had, like, a set start date, though.
Yeah, I wonder what happens. So they just give both teams, like, a shit ton of time off?
Both teams just get 3 weeks of rest, which I wouldn't hate. Let's see.
That feels like it would fuck Golden State more than anyone.
Let's see. Like, I'm looking right. I just typed in NBA Finals start date. Is it, yeah, they're going to begin on May 31st, regardless.
Okay. All right. That's not that bad, because neither of these games can end until, like, if both of them sweep, which they won't, but it would be, yeah, what, Thursday?
Yeah, they still, I mean, it's a whole heap of rest. So,
like, 10 days. Yeah, maybe, like, 10 days. I feel like if it's Golden State-Boston, that seems to benefit Boston, just because of how beleaguered they are.
But is anybody coming back, though? Like, Kyrie's not coming. Like, there's...
We'll see.
Oh, boy. They bring Hayward back after 14 weeks rest?
Way more than 14.
Yeah, 14 months rest. Shit.
Halloween yet.
Yeah, game four of each. Well, hell, game five of each would be done by Thursday. That would still be a week off. That still feels like a long time.
It does.
It's like the fucking Super Bowl or something.
Yeah, well, I wonder what they would do. Well, we know the league's just going to be blowing their whistles for Bron, so we don't have to worry about that.
You know what's awesome is it's going to end no later than the 17th. So they're going to spread seven games over 18 days, my lord.
Yeah, once the finals hits, that's when you notice, like, the preposterously, like, 3 days off. Like, there was no travel, they just get 3 days off.
Yeah, well, they got that now. They had to travel all the way from Boston to Cleveland. Or Cleveland to Boston, I should say.
Boston, Golden State, I think. Like, I saw most of my timeline today, like, oh, I'm pulling for Boston, which shocked me because no one pulls for Boston in anything.
I was going to say, yeah, that's news to this man.
Well, you were pulling for both sides, so you were...
Well, yeah, I'm talking about the general population, not me.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that.
I wouldn't like it.
No. No, I sure don't. But I do like winning by 25. I hope Brad Stevens keeps calling that play. That would be ideal.
That we shall see.
Oh, man. I might be sitting on the floor for game two.
Ooh-wee. So who are you? Said all the Boston folks?
Yeah. Like, Dave was just like, we're going to do radio and the rundown from there. And at first it was just Tuesday. And I was like, cool, just up for a day, back the next day. Then he was like, we're going Monday too. I was like, all right, sure.
One time, like, leaving early Monday?
Yeah. Yeah, because I want it's still like the 4-hour train, and then
yeah, true.
Get up there, check in, get something to eat. Maybe go. I might go to the Garden, like, team store, see if they have any Terry jerseys. Grab one of those.
Eat an entire Regina's pizza.
Hopefully,
have a nap.
Oh, that would be heaven.
Heck yeah!
And then I'll see my mother tomorrow night. A little late Mother's Day.
Kibitz and what have you.
Oh, yeah. Gotta. And Tuesday will be fucking go time.
Pretty good.
Well, I'm going to be.
You're going to run out on the court, aren't you?
I picture Terry hitting like a big shot and me and him like shoulder bumping at half court. I get arrested.
No, he gets arrested. You got this backwards, man. That's still Boston.
They turn him off the court. Brad's just looking at me like, what did we say? What did we fucking say?
I knew I had a bad feeling about you guys.
About you tapers.
I heard about you. Y'all know you blog boys.
But yeah, Dave teased me with, I was like, Dave, how many shirts
because the Celtics just give him two seemingly whenever he wants.
Sure.
Like on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Like not third row where we were, like on the court. It's wild. Like he was there today.
On the parquet.
Yeah. So he was there today with his mom. And I was like, Dave, how many of these shirts do I got to sell to get on the court? Like with that extra seat. And he looked up. Like I anticipated him laughing and being like, you're never gonna sit on the court. But he just looked up and like actually thought about it. He was like, maybe. And that's way more than I anticipated.
Okay, yeah. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, that's all I need.
Pretty good.
As long as I don't fuck up these next 2 days, I think there's a decent chance. Either way, I think I'll be in the building, which is going to, like, I don't really care where I am, but courtside's would for LeBron Celtics playoff game.
Yeah.
That'd be it.
Well, I mean, not even that, like legit. If the Cavs go down 2-0, they're in bad shape. If y'all go up 2-0, then I think you all would be in good shape. Just my opinion.
Listen, we've made it this far without any preposterous takes, and you did anything.
This is why I'm not going to the game, man. I got a loose cannon.
Yeah, the Celtics should be paying you to be at every game. As long as you're in the building, they're 2-0.
That's lifetime. What I'm saying. So, I understand them not wanting to break it out too early. But, yeah, the finals, I'd hate to see the Oracle. Put me out there for a little good luck.
Even if it were 3-3, like that's when they break the Withers glass.
They bring me fly up you to up. Ring the bell. They don't even have a bell. I just ring a bell.
They make you build a statue.
You remember the time that guy rung the bell? He got a statue ringing a bell.
But rest in peace, Tom Bro, dude.
Yes.
Rest in peace, Porter.
Yes.
Car care was fun for Flint. Smash that donation button, please and thank you.
Please.
I haven't heard anything about Hawaii recently. I assume they're good. But in case they're not, Colton Wong.
Yes.
Go to his Twitter. Help the good people of Hawaii who... I think a lot of people would surprise them. Like, Hawaii's not what, like, the movies and... Like, it's nice if you're there as a tourist. But much like every other island that's a vacation destination, the people who live there, like, it's fucking hard living.
Oh, yeah. Gallon of milk, $9 out there. It's outrageous.
And there was, like, a period of time where the government just, like, swept through major cities and bought, like, every homeless person a one-way ticket to Hawaii. So they have, like, a crazy homeless population out there.
Oh, I'm sure. That's like, I know they have run through a neighborhood and set a car on fire, man. Hawaii is with the shits.
Yeah, it's not great. I know they have, like, a rampant heroin problem, like, and I think meth, too. Like, just not great.
Paradise, wow.
As long as you're on one of the resorts, you're good.
Yeah, do not step outside the boundaries.
I had someone, like, a native Hawaiian tell me, like, I wouldn't be able to handle Hawaii, like, the toughness. And it's the most offended I've ever been.
Like, if you were from there, like if you visited,
no,
there, what
like
do you
if
mean?
If I like went to move there, they're like, I don't know if you could cut it. Like, I couldn't cut the flight to get there. You're right about that. But once I was there, big kahuna. I'd be running the island for certain.
Are you gonna live with a 85 degree weather and fishing for your dinner every night, McMahon? That's tough sledding for any man.
The fishing part would be tough.
That's what I'm saying. You have to eat that sea creature. You might be right. It's like, y'all don't have no pork on the whole island. There's not a single cow on this island. They're like, how the hell would they get here? And you're like, touche. Yeah.
I don't know how any animals got anywhere, but that's a much longer conversation for probably next episode.
Yeah, we'll save that for Thursday.
They find, like, the exact same type of, like, deer, like, in deep Africa and also Maine. It's like, how did that happen? Riddle me that.
It's caribou. Just everywhere caribou.
I'm all in on Pangea, but... Also, happy Mother's Day, belated to all the moms out there.
Absolutely,
because they're all wonderful people. I'm gonna say it, Tyler. I hate to have a show like this.
Don't
but
do that on a holiday, man. This close to
it.
Memorial Day.
There are a lot of good moms out there. Sorry.
In the show.
It had to be said.
Did it? In the show.
I guess time will tell.
Not my chair. Not my problem.
Seahorses. Forever. We'll see you guys later this week.
See ya.
Yeah. Now is my time. Now is my time. Everybody rock with me because I'm up now. Took your girl and I'm scoring like I made the touchdown. Swerving in a Lambo, doors go up, not on the bus now. Used to want a G-Shock, now I'm walking with a bus down. Pull up and I flood it with a iced out watch. Whip it look like butter, baby, pecan drop. Pecan drop, put that folk in sun drop. Stand my knots, count a lot, saw a lot. Got them rocks, now I'm in rocks, whip the pot. Suicide, 1600, that's the block. Hit your girl, that's check free. She ain't used to text me, now she won't caress me. She keep tryna neck me, I gotta tell my bestie. Someone call my bestie, think I found my bestie. Link up, make the check bleed. You know that I'm smoking dope, I'll be high till next week. No, I had to let her go, cause she can't arrest me. Walk up with my toolie, what it do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blue. Let that thing down and point at you. Billy or the Rari, hold that you. We gon' ride the bank, bring the loop. We gon' take the boy back to school. Money on the floor, just like stacking, racking, all harness I'm packing. My life it is like a movie, minus all the acting. Jacket, yeah, it's made on rabbit. Diamonds on my neck and wrist, they compliment that carrots. You ain't nothing but a mockingbird, boy, you a parrot. Oops, you're my bae, that's your girl, we can share it. Might buy her diamonds and pearls, but can't marry. She set my D-bomb like a terrorist. He thinking of, but man, that's barely. We rock on white ice, look like Derry. Kiss my red Hellcat, it sounds scary. Please, you touch it and you get buried. See, ain't no fun nigga around me. I said free my dogs from the county. Yeah, the ones on the run from the bounty. Yeah, diamonds they so wet, need some bounty. Walk up with my toolie, what they do? Meet me in the alley with the troops. I got red shooters, I got blue. Let that thing down and point at you. Billy or the Rari, hold that you. We gon' ride the bank, bring the loop. We gon' take the boy back to school. Money on the floor just like a shoe.